What's up, you guys? Welcome back to Gals on the Go podcast. I'm Danielle.
I'm Brooke. Thanks again for all of the love and support of Gals on the Go on Instagram stories. We are at Gals on the Go podcast if you want to share a little screenshot of your life. We're just being random today, you guys. I'm just going to warn you, this is going to be an episode.
Yeah, well, last week's... Thank you guys for listening to last week's episode because it was really random.
It was so random.
Like, it started out as a structured thing and just turned into us talking about Snapchatting boys. Like, I just don't know.
That was probably one of the best ones you've done, though. Like, it was so candid, you know?
Yeah, like, I'm down to just do more like that. Today's is a little structured, for sure.
It is, but we have a whole week of content to catch up on.
We just have so much to do.
Yeah, there is. So, but before we keep going, please subscribe to us. Unpopular.
Brooke, too popular
for us. I know, it's a real problem. Please subscribe to the podcast on iTunes and Spotify. I think you can subscribe on there or, like, follow or whatever.
And please rate us because we used to be, like, on charts and my dad asked me, he was like, show me, and I went and we're just not on the charts
I know,
anymore.
At one point we're in the top 200 overall, which is, like, a really big deal.
Yeah, so could you guys just help us out so I can brag to my fam?
And tell a friend.
Tell a friend. It's crazy. Thank you guys so much again for all the love. I feel like we say that every week.
No, we say it every week.
So much love.
And, like, I don't know. I love seeing everybody's screenshots and stuff. Like, that's my favorite part. Like, when it's Wednesday and, like, the episode, because we schedule it, so, like, goes up on Wednesday, and then I'm, like, scrolling, clicking through, and you know that. I love it.
Yeah, good. I love it, too. I love feeling. It.
And my favorite thing that we've been doing, Danielle's too, the best thing, the Facebook group.
The Facebook group.
Changed the game.
Couldn't have come at a better time. Literally, I would just go on it's a secret Facebook group. You have to answer questions. But I'd go on there and be like, okay, Black Friday thread, start now. Everyone would comment all the Black Friday deals. Today is Cyber Monday as we're recording this. Everyone told us the Cyber Monday deals. It's very helpful.
It's so helpful. And it's just a very, like, positive, uplifting community. I know that sounds, like, super cheesy, like, when I tell my friends about it. I'm like, it's all women. But it's, like, honestly just so awesome.
People have group chats.
Yeah, they do. Someone was like, start a Snap group. I was like, that sounds fun.
Yeah, that's really freaking cool. Like, gals in, like, a Snap group? Like,
yeah. Really? No, it is super fun. And people are, like, connecting from all different parts of the world,
internship,
honestly.
Helping. Like, there's just so much.
There's
Seriously. A
quality content in there. So, join. Please answer the questions. There's three simple questions you have to answer to enter. We have, like, so many members pending just because they won't answer the questions. So, like, just take your paper and just answer the questions.
Yeah, and maybe I think I've applied to groups that I didn't know you had to answer questions, so just wait a second and they'll pop up, I think, or something.
Okay.
Just make sure to answer the questions because we want to be able to accept you.
It's, so, like, for people who actually listen, it's not, like, just... you've listened to one episode, you join. Like, it's for, like, people who, like, know us, and it's a community.
Because otherwise you would honestly get annoyed with the group, so definitely make sure you want to join the group. It's dedication, for sure.
Oh, yeah. You have to... Are you committed? Because, like...
I'm committed. Yeah. I don't know. But this week's episode is going to be really fun. We kind of created a Gals on the Go master list of all of our favorite products. I picked 20. Brooke picked 20. It's a good time.
All different categories. Clothing.
Skincare.
Lifestyle. I hate that word.
Well, we were, like, going off, and I was like, okay, it's my turn to say something, but I can't think. Like, random coffee stuff, of course, a little self-care in there. That rhymed. So we're gonna have everything linked down below, so you don't have to worry about pulling out your pen and paper. You can just simply click the show notes in the description of the podcast.
Convenient links there.
And you can shop it all. There's lots of sales going on right now because of the holidays, so we love that.
We're recording this on Cyber Monday, but I feel like Cyber Monday's not even just a day anymore. Like, it extends into,
it's
like,
Cyber Week.
It's Cyber Week! Get excited!
Yeah, get excited. Happy Cyber Week, everybody.
Woo-woo. The worst is when you buy something, like, on Cyber Monday, and then there's a better deal, like, the next week or something, because it's, like, holiday season, so it'll be, like, there's, like, surprise sale, like, every week almost, you know?
Yeah. It's amazing. It's amazing what a slight sale will do to my bank account.
Yeah. So, we'll start off with the highs and the lows. We'll do a little catch-up. There's some stories that I have been waiting to tell Danielle because I just want a genuine reaction.
We've been together for the last hour and a half, and she's like, I can't tell you the story yet. I have to get your reaction. Just want to do, like, a little just catch-up of last week, like, a little recap. Just because our highs and lows just can't cover it all. Just to kind of catch you guys up, because Brooke was kind of MIA.
I think it's been 2 weeks since we recorded, actually, because now that I'm thinking about it, we didn't record last Monday, and it was the Monday before that.
That's so sad.
Wow. So that's why we have so much content, though. Like,
so much content.
Danielle was just catching up on, like, everything, so now we just catch up for you guys. Yeah.
So much catch up. Yeah, for real. Like, literally, wow. Just wow.
2 weeks really does make a big difference.
Yeah, like, literally, I didn't even see you, so we had a semi-formal event, and, like, we haven't even seen each other since that. Like, I didn't even see you there.
No,
so.
I didn't see you there either. It was a whirlwind
of a night. Fun stuff. Okay. Can't all be spoken.
We'll start off with lows, though. Do you want it?
Highlights and lowlights. Lights. You always call it highs and lows, Brooke. It's highlights and lowlights. That's sorry, what makes us unique.
I'm sorry. I do abbreviations for everything, though.
I know you do. Don't text it.
I'll be like, at chap, like,
at din.
Yeah, my prof.
I'm surprised you're like, I'm at my how.
I'm not going to abbreviate. Well, when I lived in an apartment, I would do APT.
Oh, of course. I'm at your apt. I'm at your house.
Hazel.
Well, now I'm just about to get kind of sad. So my low is, I just feel bad saying this. I don't know why, but my low.
It's okay. My low is definitely going to top yours.
So. Yeah. My low from this last week, Thanksgiving break, is, I don't know, like, I've never just had this big family, and I think I made my mom kind of sad when I said this, but, like, it's not anyone's fault. We just have a smaller family, and I do have, like, a bigger family on my dad's side, but they, like, live in New York. My mom's side of the family mainly lives in Illinois, so holidays, like, Christmas and Thanksgiving, it's really just us and, like, my step-grandpa, so it's just kind of, like, I don't know, like, this Thanksgiving, I was really excited. I had this envision that I was gonna come home, and everyone's cooking, and I don't know, like, people playing football outside, and it's just, I just have a small family, and that's
it. So it's literally just you, Freddie, mom.
And my mom's boyfriend, which I don't even think I've ever said my mom has a boyfriend. My mom's a boyfriend.
Oh my gosh.
I don't really put him in the vlogs. My mom has a boyfriend, and then...
They've been together for a while, though.
Yeah. My mom, my dad, because my mom and dad are friends, we all know. My mom's boyfriend, me, Freddie, my dog, and my step-grandpa. Literally, that's it.
I love how you put the dog in there. Miley.
Of course. Miley's a part of
Miley
the
Miley is a key
big
component.
Big part. But yeah, I was just kind of like in a bad mood.
Wait, what side is grandpa on?
It's my mom's like stepdad.
Oh, okay.
But then my mom's actual dad lives in Illinois with his wife.
Okay.
So it's just like, and then my dad's parents passed away. So it's just like, I don't know. I just
always, yeah.
And it's just certain times. Yeah. Like, and you see everyone's stories of them with their cute cousins. And I have one first cousin, and she's just recently born, but she lives in Illinois. So it's just like, I don't know. It's just kind of like made me realize I need to marry into a large family. There you go. Boom, done.
Yeah, that is.
So, yeah.
I mean, we do an untraditional Thanksgiving because we always travel, at least in the past 4 years we have. So all of me being in college,
I've traveled. Oh, true. Yeah.
Just and because it's the only time that we even said, like, next year, like, I'll probably have a job, but we were like, oh, we'll travel again. Like, it was just, like, a thing. Like, we were like, might as well keep it up. And I was like, I'm, like, here for it, honestly. I like the tradition. Yeah. It's a good one. And it's, like, I don't know, something to look forward to. Because Christmas break, I look forward now to going home. We were just talking about this.
Yeah.
Like, how you went home now, so it was, like, a little taste of going home. So you're like, I'm good. But yeah. I haven't been home, so, like, now I'm, like, anxious to go home.
You're going to have the time of your life. You're going to thrive. Whereas I was just home. And it's just more holiday-ish here in Athens. It's more cold outside. And I'm going to go home, and we're going to go on the boat, and it's great. But, like, it's just not... It's just, I don't know.
No, that's what we... Oh, my gosh. I forgot to tell you. So, our crews actually depart out of Tampa. Danielle went on this boat. We just put this together. I went on the Carnival Paradise. Carnival, yeah. You can sponsor me. It was a great time. Honestly, 10 out of 10. I feel like when you say the, like, Carnival cruise, like, I don't necessarily associate it with the negative connotation, but I just... It's kind of just like, okay, like, it's like a cruise line. I don't know. Like,
yeah.
I didn't really know what to expect, but I honestly had a blast. So, I'll get into that in a little bit.
Yeah.
Tampa. So I was in Tampa. We were driving around, and my parents, we like rolled down the windows because we had to get off the ship at 9 a.m., but our flight wasn't until 6 p.m. So we kind of had that whole time. So we rented a car, just drove around. We went to First Watch. Is that a place you go to often? It's like a brunch
not
place.
Not very often. Maybe on like Sunday mornings after a late night.
Oh, gotcha.
It's really good though. It's actually gotten pretty healthy lately.
I was going to say, there's so many healthy options. Yeah. They had like, people were drinking like green juice and stuff. Yeah.
Yeah, I heard that's new. It used to be kind of like a...
Like a diner?
Like a diner situation. Oh, like a Denny's or something.
Yeah. I mean, I got the Eggs Benedict Florentine. It was fantastic.
Yeah, they've been killing my grandma. Yeah.
So, I don't know. We had, like, an Uber driver that was like, you should go to First Watch. I remember hearing about it from you. And I was like, we can go to Oxford Exchange, but we were all just really casual. And, like, I didn't really want to do
it. I would have died if you went.
Yeah. Okay. I just didn't know. We weren't, like, just... I wanted to go to, like, take pics and, like, do the whole bit, but...
Yeah, for sure.
And I don't know if my brother would have, like, liked the vibe. I don't know.
Freddie the other day, though, was like, you still haven't taken me to Oxford. I'm like, oh, shoot, I didn't know you wanted to
it's
go.
It's a cool brunch place, right? Okay, yeah. So, and Tampa's the best, let me say, but we were driving down with the windows down, and my parents, and there was, like, Christmas lights out on the street, and my parents were like, I cannot imagine this being Christmas. Like, this is literally not Christmas, yeah.
It never has been.
Uh-huh.
But now that I'm here, I, like, know what it could be, and it's so sad. But we do go to Mickey's Very Merry Christmas every year right before Christmas.
So fun.
And it's, like, log cabins, and it's cold then, and I don't know, you do what you can.
Yeah, no, that's cute.
Yeah.
I actually, so we were just saying this, that we go home so early this year, so I'm looking forward to a long break.
I can't wait. When you're home, for some reason, I love seeing your stories. Like, you at home makes me happy. You and your mom with your little blowouts. And I don't know.
I scheduled a hair appointment today, actually. That's funny. Because I looked at, like, my color. I was like, oh, it's time. Like, it's time. Okay. So, my lowlight.
I'm so ready for this. She's, like, trying not to tell me.
I wish I was better at telling stories. You're, like, really good. You were just telling me a story before this. I feel like it was, like, very sequential. It, like, made a lot of sense.
No, I missed the whole point of the story.
No,
remember?
It was good. Oh. Well, it was still good. Mine's going to be a little choppy. So, basically, I went on this cruise. It was a 5-day cruise from Tampa. And I'm recently 21, I guess, like, in April I turned 21. You have to be 21 to drink on cruises. It doesn't really, the story doesn't really have too much to do with drinking, I guess, really. It was a great time, though, and I honestly couldn't get, like, lit because I was eating so much food, and that was my original low, was I was eating so much food to the point that I, like, legitimately one night went to bed, like, sick. I was like, I'm gonna throw up. Like, it's just, you know how it is. It's like,
cruises just give you a plethora of options.
And, like, at dinners and stuff, you can be like, just give me two of them, like, or, like,
I forgot,
you know?
Yeah. Yes, and they have every course, and the dancing waiters, I forgot all about that.
Oh my gosh, the dancing waiters.
Oh, so that's, I know, I loved them.
Oh, so I'll tell you that story, too. That, it's all kind of one story. This takes place Thanksgiving night.
Oh my god, Thanksgiving night.
Me ruins my family.
Well, can I just say, Brooke has written down, like, under the notes, under her low, family, World War III. So
it wasn't even family World War III, it was Brooke versus family. So, Brooke versus Sal, mom and dad. Okay. It's just funny because, like, you just have to know me. Like, I told the story to my friends, they're like, is this their first time, like, seeing you like this? Like, so what happened, the night starts out, I'm ready early, my dad's ready early, we go down to, like, the main bar, we get a glass of Pinot Grigio. I drank, like, a good bit of wine this trip. This really, like, introduced me to, like, wine. I felt, like, very cultured. I was, like, drinking wine with, like, my parents. I was, like, I'm, like, classy. Like, I can do this. Because I was drinking mojitos, but I just couldn't get, like, lit off them because I was eating so much food on this trip. Like, it was...
Counteracting.
It was, like, huge brunch. Did you go to the burger place on this ship? Maybe it might be new. It said something about a renovation, so maybe it was new.
I don't remember
it, but... It was... amazing. Like, I got it, like, every day that I was on the ship. Yeah, the fries were amazing.
I just did, like, that buffet that just had
the,
like,
Lido Deck buffet is not good.
It's the Lido Deck, we really were on the same.
Yeah, no, I know. Well, they call it a Lido Deck on every ship.
Oh.
They do.
I just remember it. Yeah, okay,
no,
okay,
it
sorry,
is.
Goodbye.
No, it was just very average. But then the dinner was phenomenal. So
dinner's always good.
Yeah. So then we go to, like, the main, like, the literal, like, when you enter the ship, like, the main bar. So we get a glass of wine, get a second glass of wine, we go to dinner, get another two glasses of wine, and then they start doing, and I was, like, drinking all day prior to this, too. So then it finally, like, started to hit me. I was like, whoa. I, like, started, like, being a little unwell. We have a table next to us that, like, we're kind of friends with, and then all of a sudden, they go, oh, it's time for the dinner show. The music cues up, Macarena comes on. I shouldn't say everybody was dancing. No one was dancing. Just the waiters were, because it's their job too. Me gets up, does the Macarena with them. Yes.
You must have been a little lit because you just wouldn't do
I have a video.
I need to see the video.
Sal was taking videos of me because at first it was funny. He was like, oh, my sister's embarrassing herself. Like, it's funny. Okay. Dinner ends. At this point, I'm, like, really lit. We go to the casino. We just did, like, moderate gambling. Like, it's slot machines. Like, they're fun. Like, I don't know. So then we keep going. My dad's like, we're all, like, kind of hype at this point. Like, I think someone, like we won, like, we did, like, the penny slots. Like, it was nothing. So we were like, let's keep going. And then it's, like, only 10:30. Keep this in mind. And my dad's like, let's go to, like, the deck party. So we all go up to the deck party. We walk up to the deck party. They're playing the Macarena again. I was like,
oh, the deck party where, like, kids are?
It was like, everybody. Like,
I totally did that.
Yeah. No, it was everybody. Like, old people, young
people. Like, anybody. That's
anybody.
What I mean. Yeah.
But they were playing, like, this is my guilty pleasure. Not even guilty pleasure, just, I just love it. Like, party hits, like, Cha-Cha Slide.
Mambo,
like,
number 5. Yeah. Like, it's so weird. No, I saw this.
Cotton Eye Joe.
Did I send you this tweet? It was like, some people are on boyfriend number 4. I'm on Mambo
yes,
number
4.
And I was like, that's Brooke. That's Brooke right there.
I did. Or the one that's, like, me singing Thank You Next to All My Ex-Boyfriends with the blank wall.
I died.
That was literally me. So, so then we go up to the deck party. Like, I'm dancing. And then all of a sudden my skirt, like, blows up because it's so windy. We're in the middle of the open seas. You know what I mean? So then I was wearing, like, the cutest two-piece, but I was like, I can't wear this. I can't be like this. But I didn't even give my parents a chance to, like, say anything. I go, I gotta go change. So I run downstairs. I change. I come back up. I'm wearing, like, shorts.
So you can dance again?
Yeah, so that I can dance. Literally, I walk upstairs, the music is off. I go up to my parents, like, they're sitting in a deck chair. They have, like, a disappointed look in their face, and they were like, and I was like, "What? What's up?" And they're like, "It's over. Like, the party's over." And I was like,
"Are you..." Yeah, it ended at like 11.
Early. Okay. Well, I legitimately changed in maybe 2 minutes. Like, I didn't do it. Like, I just quickly like slipped off my clothes, like put them back on,
like ready to boogie.
I was on the same side of the ship. Like, it was so fast that I couldn't. You know what I mean? Yeah. It was probably one song, two songs. Mm-hmm. So then I was like, "Are you serious? Like, it's over?" And then they're like, "Yeah, it's over." And then I was, like, lit at this point, so I, like, put my head down. I was like, we're all going to the club. So then, like, this is, like...
What did you say?
I was like, we're all going to the club.
Okay, so the club on this cruise, I went... So my senior year spring break, my friends and I went, and you could be 18 to go to this club. So I was so excited about it, because it's, like, it's called Rex.
Yeah. It looks...
That's what you're talking
about. Fun AF. Like, even it was during really the fun. Daytime, it looks fun.
Went there every night. Good music.
Oh, I'm so...
So then, hear.
Because apparently, like, the DJ announced, like, he was going to,
heading to Rex now. Yeah. Let's go to Rex.
So then I, like, turned to my parents, and my parents are like, no, Brooke, like, it's 11 o'clock, like, we're going to bed. And I was like, are you kidding me? So then I turned to my brother, who apparently couldn't even get in the club, Danielle, so they, like, check your ID.
They, like,
my
really
brother's 16,
can't.
Like, he was, like, not having it.
They scan your hotel card with your name on it.
Yeah, so I was like,
can't.
No, like, we're going to the club. And then they were like, no, we're not going. So then I, like, stand up and I'm like, and this is, like, me loudly shouting. I was like, you're all lame. You're all so lame. And then they were like, okay, Brooke. And then, like, we're, like, walking back to, like, the elevator now. And I was like, I just can't believe how lame you guys are. Speaking loudly, get into the elevator. This continues. And it continues into an escalation of, like, a scream. There's people in there, too. This was recounted, like, the next day. Like, that I was, like, loudly, like, in front of the other people. I was like, you guys are just so lame. I can't believe it. Blah, blah, blah. And then my brother's like... Brooke, they're 50 years old. Like, it's like a whole bit that's going on right now. We continue this fight down the hallway. Apparently, I was being, like, really loud, like, borderline, like, screaming in the hallway because...
People are probably, like, asleep in
no,
the
so
room.
Then, so then my brother, like, said to me... Because then my brother and I then got into, like, the biggest fight ever. My parents, like, were like, we just can't be around you anymore. We had two separate rooms. They go to their room. I'm in my room.
They left you? Did you and your brother have a room?
Yes. Yeah. So it was just... And then me and my brother are fighting. I throw him out of the room. I was like, you have to get out. You have to go hang out with mom.
You wanted alone time.
I needed alone time. I kicked him out.
You were so mad, couldn't go to the club.
I kicked him out. We were using cutting words at each other. Like, it was just, like, getting...
Cutting words at each
yeah,
other.
Yeah, it was just getting, like, really deep. And then my brother comes back in the room. He's like, they're talking about you in the hallway. They say you're being so loud. I was like,
your parents are just random
people? Random people. And I go, I'll fight him. So it was just, like, a scene. Like, basically, it was a scene. Like, I really did upset my parents because this was all on Thanksgiving. Like, we just had such a nice, like, dinner together. Like, my dad made, like, a big, like, toast. It was so nice.
Oh, that's so cute.
Yeah. And then it escalated into this, and I basically destroyed Thanksgiving. But then the next morning, I woke bright and early, and I, like, searched the whole ship for them. I finally found them, and I was like, I'm so sorry. And then it got better. So.
Oh, you had to, like, find them?
Well, me and my dad shared the Wi-Fi package because...
So you had to find him.
So, like, I was on the Wi-Fi. So, like, he couldn't be on the Wi-Fi. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, anyways. I guess my story really wasn't as good as I cracked it up to be. But basically, it was...
Oh, my God,
In the moment, I was like... I cried myself to sleep. Like, I'm, like, missing, like, key bits of the story here. Like, I was like... Yeah, like, it was...
Were you just sad? You're really just... Lit.
Yeah, no, I was, well, I was also just sad, too. I was like, I ruined everything. Like, and then,
oh,
but I didn't
no,
actually.
You didn't. No. They were just like, oh,
But it's like, I probably did, like, really embarrass my family, but at the same time, I'm never going to see the people that I was in the elevator
with
on the cruise again.
You're in the middle of the sea with
except
them.
That I did meet two subscribers, so if I met you guys, then they saw me in that condition.
Yeah. They did see you, or you don't know?
No, I don't know. I just met two subscribers over the course of, like,
my
trip.
Oh, my gosh.
I actually did meet one of them that night, though. Not night before the meltdown.
So you never went to the club?
No, I never made it to the club. And my parents were like, you can go alone. Like, they were like, you can go by yourself. I was like, I'm not going to go by myself. Like, I don't care
no
how.
No matter
late.
How.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And, yeah. So I don't know. It was a little disappointing. I guess my parents are just too lame. And
what's a funny story now to tell?
It's just, I kind of relate to you, though, in the sense that it is, like, a small family, like, awkward age gaps. Like, my brother isn't going to go to the, like, he legitimately can't go to the club with me, and, like, I'm not going to drag my parents there with me. So, like, I get
no,
it.
Oh, yeah, you literally, like,
My brother was, like, trying to talk sense into me. He's like, Brooke, that would be, like, weird if just mom went with you and was like, Dad, you can go to bed. Like, I was like, I actually, like, respect that. Like, they want to get away on a vacation for them, too, also. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
it's like,
yeah.
It would have been,
so you
like,
said two rooms? Yeah.
Yeah.
You said that? Okay, yeah. Aww.
I just made that, like, a huge, big story. But basically,
no, really
it goes
funny.
To show you that, like, you post pictures and everything, and it's like, oh, like, we had a great time. And it's like, love my fam. And I do love my fam. Like, literally, one.
She is really close with her fam.
Yeah.
Things happen, and that's okay.
But it's the same with you, like, just like what you're saying.
Yeah.
I feel like everybody, like, puts it out, like, this whole front that it's like, oh, we're perfect. And it's like,
I know,
you're, like, simply not. Yeah.
Yeah, like, lots of Yeah, just things happen, and, you know, there's family drama, and that's okay.
Yeah, and it's hard being away for 5 days with, like, wow. And you run out of things to do on a cruise ship, so it's kind of like, okay, now, like, what do we do? We were playing board games and stuff. It was fun, though. Like, I really had a great time. Like, love my fam. I want to do another trip next year.
Oh, yeah. No, yeah, if it's cruises, it's definitely, you have to make sure you're with the right people, because otherwise you're done for.
Yeah, for sure.
Well, so you're high. You got to relax a little.
I did get to relax. I messed up, did not bring a book, but I did luckily have Audible and my book downloaded, so I'm almost done now. Getting Things Done, Art of Productivity, I think that's what it's called. Amazing. Like, I'm just acquiring so much knowledge from it.
I need to listen to
Yeah. That. And it sounds like it would be really boring, but it's, like, not. It's actually, like, he provides, like, practical examples.
Oh, cool.
It's not just, like, here is task A, and, like, here is task B. Yeah, it's, like, more, like, oh, relatable. Like, oh, I do that. Yeah.
Oh, that's cool.
How about you? What was your high?
My high truly was just, like, as an overall, was I just had quality time with quality people. I didn't really do a lot of YouTube work. Like, I was filming, but I didn't, like, I don't know. Like, I wasn't on my computer a lot. Like, a lot of times when I'm home, I just kind of, like, lock myself in my room, and I was just, like, not wanting to do that. I wanted to sit outside.
I feel like you did a lot. Like,
I did a lot, yeah. I guess, maybe. Yeah, I guess I did.
Because I actually did pay for the Wi-Fi.
She ended up paying for the Wi-Fi.
I know, because everyone was messaging me, like, you said not to text you. Like, I got, like...
You said don't text.
I actually did, like, I got, like, a bunch of those messages, and I was like, you know what? My brother's on his phone, like, texting his girlfriend the whole time. Love you, Sal, but you were. And then I was, like, I got, like, kind of FOMO, because then, like, my mom and dad kind of, like, piled up, because, like, my mom's working a lot, so, like, they needed, like, somewhat of alone time, and I was like, I legitimately can't even do anything. Like, all I want to do right now is, like, maybe go on Facebook. I don't even know. Like,
I was
random
just
stuff.
Twitter or YouTube.
No, read the freaking girl gals on your Facebook group.
Oh, like the Facebook group. Yeah, of course. Like, just
I didn't.
Have
it
some...
was the world's worst Wi-Fi though. Like, I could barely like send a Snapchat. So yeah, sorry, I cut you off.
Oh, I don't even know. Oh, I just had, like, most of my friends from high school were home, and, like, the
so
last
fun.
Few breaks, like, we've all been home at different times. So we all, like, did a few different gatherings. I guess this is kind of like a little bit of a catch up, but. Two of my best friends were debutantes in the debutante ball. I didn't really know what it was, but now I kind of have more of an idea. It's basically literally being introduced into society. Their dads are, like, part of this, like, crew in Tampa, so, like, they're, like, introduced into society, and it was really fun. There was, like, an after party afterwards. I met a lot of you guys.
Oh my gosh,
and
seriously?
And it's so crazy. So many more and more subscribers I'm meeting, they're just like, I listen to your podcast. Like, I guess it's more of a chill way to say it than, like, I love your videos. But, like, they're like, yeah, listen to the pod. And I'm like, thanks.
Oh,
you know, like, we're in the bathroom at this hotel at the after party. And these girls are like, we love Gals on the Go.
Oh, that's so fun.
Yeah, it's...
Ah, the movement.
And I always say, like, that's, like, our baby. Like, that means a lot because
it is.
That's, I don't know, that's, like, really cool. Yeah, so that happened. And then, actually, this is my biggest high. Guys, I fell in love this week. Brooke, I fell in love this week.
Yeah. Tell me more. Like,
I fell in love with a boy.
Okay, keep going.
His name is Drake. Guys, I know you guys probably feel this way too. Like, when I go to a concert, there's something, like, you're excited to go. Then you leave the concert and you're in love with that person, or you love their music, whatever
it makes you,
it may
like,
be.
So much more connected.
You appreciate their music more, you listen to it, and you're imagining them, like, on stage doing it. And I've seen Drake in concert before, but there was something else. So, Delaney Free and I bought these tickets in the summer. I didn't realize how close we got our tickets. Like, our tickets were really close. Pretty close.
You had good seats, I feel.
Yeah, considering 2 days before that, and I also had gone to the Travis Scott concert, and that was, like, we got nosebleeds. So it was just, like, an upgrade. Drake is just, I won't harp too much on this, but, like, wow. I never thought he was attractive until he got on that stage and started dancing. Oh, my God. I just, wow. And all I knew, like, all the songs, and he was just so attractive. And, oh, my God, he's so sexy. I can't. I just said it. But it was a really fun time. I actually got to go home with Delaney for the weekend. She, like, lives outside of Atlanta. So, yeah, I'm just in love with Drake. And I literally slid into his DMs. Did I tell you this?
Did he answer?
No. But I'm verified on Instagram. And apparently, like, if you're verified, you can just message them. It shows up. But, like, he hasn't even seen it. I literally said, like, I was trying to be chill. I was like, went to your show last week. Like, amazing or something.
Oh,
I was like, what do I have to lose? We're never going to actually meet. So, yeah.
Iconic.
I'm literally in love with Drake. Like, I'm asking for Drake merch for Christmas.
Are you really?
Like, I think I want some, yeah.
Wow.
Oh, I'm just so...
I need to get on that level. I really do appreciate, like, I like his old stuff, I like his new stuff. I just need to, like, get on that level, that next level. How were his Migos?
They were good, because at Coachella they were trash, and I was so mad I left Odessa early for it.
Yeah.
But they were really good. They were all wearing this matching outfit, and they, like, they have songs with Drake, so, like, they came back out.
Oh, that's cool, yeah.
It was hype. And Drake,
did they actually rap, though, or was it, like,
they actually did?
Yeah.
No. See, okay. At Coachella, they didn't do that. But at in Atlanta, because it's Atlanta, they're from Atlanta.
Yeah.
You know, Drake was, like, so cool to us because he was like, Atlanta's where I started. I'm going to give you guys a good show. He gave
did
us a
he
good
start
show.
In Atlanta?
Yeah, he, like, recorded with Lil Wayne in Atlanta, like, all these random things.
Wow,
yeah.
Wow, that's cool.
And I was like, that's the one cool thing of going to concerts in Atlanta. Artists love coming to Atlanta.
Yeah, they
like,
do.
Especially rappers.
Yeah, they do.
Like, I've seen Lil Yachty, like, 3 times live now because he lives in Atlanta and they all bring him out, you know?
Yeah.
But yeah, that's just my little tangent. Now I just can't stop listening to Drake. Like, the This Is Drake on Spotify, that's all I play. But I will say, I saw this tweet, don't Drake and drive. It was like, don't Drake and drive, you'll end up at your ex's. Not that I could end up with my ex, my ex lives in Canada.
You want to drive to Canada?
No. But it does get me in my feels. And I'm like, shoot. So only Drake and drive if you're ready for being your feels. While I'm talking a lot. Next subject.
Next subject. Wait, Travis Scott, though. Travis Scott's next.
Travis Scott was good, but I realized, I mean, it was really fine. It was really fine. I met a
Would
subscriber.
You say that he was good, though?
No.
Okay, because that's what I felt.
Just watching, like, the
stories. But I don't know. Oh, my gosh. I saw the funniest tweet today, and it was, like, a video of, like, a... I have to show you.
Oh, no.
And it's, like, a guy, like, kind of, like, floating, and it's, like, Astroworld 2018 tour or something, and it's, like...
It was just random things
because,
happening.
Yeah, there was just, like, such... I watched the videos, and I was, like the car... Or is that
the car
Drake?
Was Drake,
Drake
and...
Sorry.
No, Travis Scott did it, too, I think. Or he did something.
Well, he had a roller coaster.
He had a roller coaster, which
like,
was
it's,
really
it's just
cool.
Such random stuff, yeah.
So random. I like his music, but I realized the main reason I was there... Because I wanted to see Sicko Mode. And then I realized the part of Sicko Mode I like is Drake's part. And
did
then I saw it, and Drake did it.
So oh, Drake did it at the concert?
Yeah, I'm so dumb.
Oh.
But, like, it was fun. It was, like, a last-minute thing.
Was it a lot of the new album, Drake's?
It was all the new album, but he infused some of his old stuff. Oh. He did, like, Jumpman. I was like, he would, like, do this thing where he'd sing to, like, one half of the stadium and then another and be, like, he'd sing one song with us and then another. God, he's so, oh my God.
He probably has, like, a presence, too, I feel.
He does. He'd be like, wow. ATL, I want to do this for you. Like, oh, his voice, I can't. Like, I literally went to the extent, I will stop talking about this in a second.
No, I want to hear about this.
I went to the extent, I went home that week, all week, I was watching Drake interviews, videos of him and Rihanna together. Like, I don't ever do that with celebrities. Like, I don't fangirl, but whoop.
I did that with Noah Sen.
I actually totally did that.
I watched
too,
all of his interviews and I was like, ugh.
He is a
He
hot
literally
boy.
Is Peter Kavinsky, like, in human form, I think.
Yeah, no.
Like, yeah.
And actually, Joey pointed this out. He was like, well, you know, the Noah Centineo, like, phrase. And I was like, what is it? Whoa.
Yeah.
And I was like, he does say that in every movie. Whoa.
Because he kind of plays the same character in both movies. And Sierra Burgess is a loser and... All the Boys I Loved Before.
He's just the Prince Charming. He just loves the girl.
He's just, like, the boy that, like, doesn't actually exist.
Yeah, pretty much.
Like, have you ever heard of him? Because,
no,
like, I don't...
Where's my Peter Kavinsky? Because let me know.
That's literally every
In the
girl.
Comments.
Every girl ever is like, Peter Kavinsky, where you at?
I know. For, like, weeks after that movie came out, and then I finally saw the movie. Because I never understood what those tweets were about. I'm like, who's Peter?
Yeah. It's a great movie.
Yeah.
I highly recommend.
Wow, well, that was a 27-minute catch-up. Oh, wait, did you... Yeah, you said you're
high.
Was
it that long?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wow. Yeah, so I think we both relaxed. We definitely got a recharge that we needed, I think, to push through this finals season.
But it was also, like, a tease. Like, now I'm like, ugh, finals.
Yeah, I don't even honestly, I have one final next week, but, like, this week I have a test tomorrow, a test next day, and then two assignments due Thursday.
Wow.
So it's just grind season right now.
Yeah, true.
But I'll push through.
Yeah, literally, this year we have a month off. Like, last year I only had 3 weeks.
I'm really looking forward to it. Vlogmas is about to be lit.
Yeah, Vlogmas is happening.
It's going to be so lit.
It's actually, yeah. I think I'm just going to tell you guys this just because I'm just really excited about what's coming. So I was really stressed about Vlogmas because, like, it's starting with finals and everything. And Callie, my sweet assistant, is actually going to start helping me edit videos. Like,
so
I'm
nice.
Still going to do the artistic stuff, but just to have someone help me just put the clips together, like, I'm so thankful for her.
It will be time-saving for you.
Yeah, because I, like, yeah. Oh, also, my secret trip this weekend's New York.
You said it in the video today. I watched it.
I know.
Yeah.
I was reading the comments, and I was like, I literally just said in my Black Friday haul where I'm going, but whatever. I'm pretty sure Morgan said it. So, yeah, I'm going to New York this weekend with Shelby Church, Morgan Yates, and Taylor King. So, yeah.
That sounds like a great time, but I'm going to the SEC Championship.
I know.
Bama, and I haven't said it yet, but I am going with SeatGeek.
She got the plug.
I didn't get the plug. I am so happy I finessed this because I wasn't awarded a student ticket, but a bunch of my friends were, and I was like, I reached out to my manager, Renee, the plug.
We love you, Renee.
Yeah, and I was like, Renee, I really want to go, like, 2 tickets, please. Like, I will do anything. And he was like, SeatGeek, hooking it up.
I will post so many Instagram stories.
But I actually, like, I mean, I got a good like code to share with everybody. You know,
oh, I've used too. My code to buy my Travis Scott tickets.
Yeah, I remember
you. Danielle, for $20 off or whatever. No, but I was telling Brooke, I think that's so cool. You're literally like basically getting sponsored to go to your school's football game. Also, disclaimer, I would not have gone to New York if I knew the SEC. Well, I just didn't know we were going to the SEC championship, and I'm just mad and I'm missing
it. No, it doesn't matter though. You have so many years. I didn't go last year because we were in California with Dote, so I was like, I legitimately have to go this year.
Four for four? Just every year? Just not go? Well, maybe next year if we don't go, I'll be sad. But yeah, you have to go this year. It's senior year.
Yeah, I feel like I have to, so.
Wait, let me just take a break real a second and take a sip of water. My throat's dry.
Oh, your hint water?
Yes, my hint water. That's actually today's podcast episode sponsor. We're absolutely obsessed. I'm on my second bottle. We have been just recording for a while, but, ugh, love it.
Hint provides a great alternative to sugary and diet drinks while still being delicious.
Love that.
It's Whole30 approved, vegan, gluten-free, kosher, non-GMO, no preservatives, no sugars, no sweeteners.
How is it even a thing? I just don't know.
It doesn't have any hidden sugar from ingredients like juice. But it's still tastier, easier, and more convenient than trying to make your own water with fruit at home, you know?
Oh, yeah. And they have over 20 delicious flavors to choose from. I'm currently sipping on blackberry. It's my second one of the day. And I also had a pomegranate today.
I'm doing pomegranate right now. And it's quite refreshing.
Oh, it's so refreshing. And I was telling Brooke earlier, it literally is a hint. Like, it's very subtle. So you drink them fast, so you stay hydrated.
I feel like it's legitimately like putting fruit in your water at home, except that that's annoying, especially if you like live in a dorm or something. You're not gonna be chopping up your freaking fruit.
No, like, you just don't have time.
This is like, you just keep it in your mini fridge or wherever, and like, it's refreshing. You can grab and go for class.
Oh,
it's the best.
And they actually also have Hint Fizz, which is sparkling water. I'm a big fan. And Hint Kick, which is caffeinated.
Perfect for final season. What are we doing?
Like, final we need to get on the grind. Season. And you can totally buy individual, or you can get packs. They have so many different options.
Hint is actually great for those people who are trying to give up, like, soda, but you still want a little bit of a treat.
Ooh, that's so
true. I have
true.
A lot of friends like that still drink soda, which is a terrible habit. You need to get off of that.
You need to nix that.
And this could be, like, a transitional item for you, so maybe this could help you out.
Yeah, and they have a female CEO, which gals on the go can get behind.
Oh, we love.
Yeah, and it's just great, and it just, some people just don't like water. And so I'm going to start telling my friends to try Hint Water because it gets you to drink water because it's a little... like, some of my friends just don't want to drink it because it's bland.
Yeah, and it's actually, like, healthy.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, you're not drinking all of the garbage and stuff that's normally associated with, like, flavored waters.
Yeah, it's so fun. And now my fridge is stocked with it, and I just love pulling out of my fridge. And I was like, Brooke, do you want a hint? Like, it was just, like, such a good experience. I just don't know how else to say it.
Love. So, if you want to receive 36 bottles for $36,
woot woot.
What a deal is that?
Yep.
Visit drinkhint.com/galsonthego and use the promo code galsonthego.
Seriously, what a great deal. 36 bottles for $36. Let's freaking go.
We have a new segment, you guys. We introduced it a few weeks ago where we talk about something that's relatively happening in either pop culture or the news. And this week, we are talking about, I think, everybody's favorite girl right now, Ari.
Ari? Oh, you've got to shorten the words. Right? Ariana Grande?
Yes. Yes. Okay. Opinions on Ariana Grande. I freaking love the girl. I think she's killing it right
now. I've actually loved her more, like, the last few months.
Same.
Like, I loved her in Victorious. I always forget that's where she started.
Yeah.
As just an actor, obviously. And I never really loved her music, but lately, I'm just into it. I'm into it all. Mm-hmm.
And now she is doing Mean Girls version of Thank You Next. Did you see that?
I thought that's just what her music video is
going to be. Yeah, it is. Like, I mean, it's... Oh, like, right. I just got so excited for it, though. I was like... And she actually got the real Aaron Samuels to do it. Did you see that?
I didn't.
She did, yeah.
I heard she's
having... And the girl from Liz Gillis is in it.
Well, no, she's having the whole Victorious cast in it, except for Victoria Justice, the tea. Sipping the tea.
The whole cast is in it.
I heard that. I don't know where I
heard Well, I saw that Liz is playing Catty Heron, and I was like, I love Liz.
That's... I love Liz. I love Liz. I love Liz. Like... Again, on Netflix, like, the next season.
Yeah, because I heard it's good, but I just can't, I'm not caught up.
I can't watch it live, absolutely.
I know, the commercials are killer, honestly.
Like, no, we need...
That is so annoying to say, but watching TV with commercials these days, I can't.
I can't.
If you know, you know.
If you know, you know. No, seriously.
So this article that we read.
Collectively. Brooke definitely read it and chose it.
Well, we were talking about Ari.
Yeah.
And it says, Halsey defends Ariana Grande after claims she's milking Mac Miller's death. And it's basically just, like, a bunch of Twitter trolls that are, like, that say, because Ariana Grande did some tribute to, like, his family on Thanksgiving, I guess.
Aww.
And Ariana Grande, and people are like, oh, she's, like, milking his dad. Like, she's trying to, like, squeeze everything that she can out of it.
And I just think don't agree.
I completely disagree, too.
She's been through a lot. Like, just so much. Like, and I also forgot about that whole, like, shooting that happened at her concert in the UK. Like, there's just always, like, crap happening to her, I feel like. And
she's been through some stuff, yeah.
Yeah, like, I know they broke up before, but I mean, that's a lot.
I mean, I think that if your significant other, like, dies of an accidental overdose, you're allowed to, like, mourn him as long as you need.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because
even
I'm sure...
if it's an ex, like, it doesn't matter.
Oh, 100%. Yeah. And she was not even with this Pete guy anymore, either, so...
I don't know. I just think it's absolutely ridiculous, the amount of tea on all of this. And I really do like Halsey. Do you...
Yeah, I like Halsey. Yeah.
Is that how you say it? Halsey?
I say Halsey. But it might be Halsey. I don't know anything.
I don't know, actually. You might have the right pronunciation. Halsey. I've been really getting into her music lately, too.
She's really pretty in this picture. She got, like, a pretty face.
Yeah. You know? No, she's cool. Yeah, so it was just, like, a whole Twitter beef. And I have been, like, on Twitter recently. I see
Me
that you
too.
Have, too. Every tweet I look at, it's, like, Danielle Caroline favorited. Yeah. And they're funny. Twitter humor is funny.
I saw your tweets today. It was, like, you're really missing out if you don't go on
I know, because I say that to my friends. Be like, oh, like, is that popular tweet? And then they'll be like, no, I don't have Twitter. I'm like, then... can't relate. Like,
can't relate. Sorry. Yeah. No, I love people that I can just say a tweet and they're like, oh yeah, I've seen that.
Yeah.
And I'm like, it's kind of sad probably, but.
I know. The only person I send Twitter, like, memes to is Maddie. I need to, like, get on that again. So if any boys out there are interested.
Oh, boys.
No.
I send you memes.
You send me, like, no. I send, like other memes, but on Twitter, like, I, like, legitimately have, like, a thread going back and forth with Maddie where we, like, DM each other.
Oh, I'm in that with, like, a ton of girls in my pledge class.
Oh, that's fun.
It's really fun. I'm like, wow.
Wow, that is fun.
Yeah.
Ah.
Yep. All right. Well, we've got lots of product. I have to get into, like, product mode now.
Yeah.
I'm very just, like,
no, I'm just talking about everything. But now we're going to, like, go ahead and hone in on the favorites. We have seen a bunch of other people or watching a bunch of favorites videos, basically, but also podcasts. Skinny Confidential does stuff
she
like this.
She did a master
yeah.
list. And she just recently did a beauty on a budget one.
Ooh.
That one was, it's just, like, I love hearing about people's favorite products.
I really... It's one of my favorite things. Favorite? Okay. Let's just get it going. I need to go home.
Brooke just had, like, a word fart. I don't
favorite
know.
Favorites.
Favorites. Yeah, we just have all of our favorite makeup products. We just want to talk to you about so many things. Everything will be linked for you guys to check out. I'm so excited. I love talking about products I like.
Also, this could be useful. We did separate gift guide / wishlist videos on our YouTube channel.
Yeah.
So you can go check those out. They're already uploaded, probably. No? Maybe not Danielle's.
Mine will be up.
Oh, okay. It's
actually, no, it won't be.
It's
but it'll
to come. To get excited.
Yeah.
Subscribe. Mine is up. And this is more like other.
I haven't yet, actually.
Oh.
Tea. Gotta get
fake
on
fake fan.
Fake fan. Seriously.
No, this is good ideas, actually. I love seeing what other people love because it gives me, like, gift ideas where I'll be like, oh, my mom would love that. Like, stuff like that.
Oh, yeah. No. I
like, you just mentioned, like, a pair of pajamas or something that you love.
Yeah.
Like, now I kind of want to get those for my mom.
You should.
Yeah.
They're so,
mm-hmm.
I think I have those on my list. Do I? Oh my god, I don't.
Okay, so do you want to just hop right in? We'll just go back and forth.
I numbered them, as you can
me
see.
Me too. Oh, you numbered
I
mine
numbered
too.
Yours
oh,
for you.
Sorry. It's like, mine are number two. Okay, well, my first favorite is something that I discovered this summer. Huge fan. It's the Sarah Happ Lip Slip, and it's basically like a little pot. It's a chapstick meets lip gloss, because when you, like, wear it on your lips, it looks like lip gloss, but it's super moisturizing, like a chapstick. But it is pretty sticky, I will say. Like, your hair could stick to it, stuff like that.
Oh, I hate when that happens.
But it's so moisturizing that it's worth it. Like, it literally, and it just, it gives your lips this most beautiful look. Like, even if you have no makeup on, it just, like, I have it. Is this my bag? That's your bag. We have the same backpack. So I was like,
oh,
I have it right in my bag. It's in the other room.
Is that, like, what Maggie uses, that Laneige lip mask
thing? It's different. But
okay,
it's
but her
same idea, I think.
Same idea. I need something like that.
Yeah.
Maybe I'll have to use your link here.
Oh, yeah. And I have the scrub, too. The scrub's okay. I would recommend the lip slip over it. And the container lasts forever. I've had it since over the summer, and I still have, like, half the thing left. Because you just, like, dip your finger in, you know?
Mm.
And I just have to say, it's just... It's a fave.
It's not sanitary, Brooke.
I know. I'm not a fan of that aspect of it, but...
I literally don't... I was just making fun.
But I do love the look of it, like, on my lips. And people, like, will ask, like, oh, what is that? Because it looks natural, but it's not... I don't know. That's my favorite.
No, yeah. I like that. My favorite right now is the Drybar Buttercup Blow Dryer. It's absolutely amazing. And I actually just saw at the Drybar right now... Actually, I don't know if it's still going on, but last week, all their Drybar products were 20% off. It's amazing. It's this happy yellow blow dryer. And actually, fun fact, the reason I bought this blow dryer is because I was under the impression on the Carnival cruises before I was going that they didn't have blow dryers. Did they?
They do in the room I used it. It's terrible. It's okay, so bad. Yeah,
I had heard it was terrible or something like that. So I used that as an excuse to go buy this blow dryer the day before the cruise. And I brought it because it's...
The baby one?
No, the big one. The big one.
Oh. I have the big one too. I do like it.
It's so fast, I find. I mean, it's not that fast. I really want to get that Dyson one.
My roommates come in my room and use my blow dryer, though. They'll be like, oh, nice. I'm going to use your blow dryer. I'm like, oh, it's good. Yeah.
It's good, and it's yellow. It's happy. It's the same one that uses the dry bar, so I feel as if I'm in the dry bar.
It's an investment, but, like, worth it, I would say. Yeah,
but I also gave them an option of they just came out with the baby buttercup, or not just, but I just recently saw it, and it's smaller, and I kind of want to get it, but I don't know. I want the Dyson.
They do. I was just looking on Sephora for, like, gift ideas for myself, of course.
Yeah.
And I saw that they have like a set right now where it's like you get the blow dryer and like a bunch
of
products.
I saw that.
So
looks
great
yummy.
Deals.
Score it up.
My next favorite is another lip favorite. This is less like Sarah Happ. I would use like if I'm like you can use it when you're like at home and stuff or just for like a natural look, but I mostly use it like when I'm going out, like at least to class or something, because it does give you like somewhat of a glossy look.
I'm remembering your lips, but like I'm remembering what your lips look like now when you do that. Yeah, it's cute.
But for just a moisturizing lip balm, it's a little more expensive for like a lip balm, and it's just the Drunk Elephant lip balm.
Yeah, I've got it. I love it.
Yeah, it smells great. It's like a big like glue stick almost.
It's like an EOS balm kind of idea, how it's big.
Yes. Big fan. It's just perfect. And
yeah, mine's almost out, actually.
It does say on the package, on the box, it says you can use it under your eyes. I've tried using it under my eyes, too. Like, just, like, putting it, like, on my finger
really?
And, like, dabbing it under my eyes. It sounds a little gross, a little unsanitary, but I have done it, and I do like it for quick moisturization. Oh. If you, like, are traveling or something and you don't have
an
under eye cream, because I love my under eye cream.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, facts. Cool.
Well, my next one I wanted to talk about is actually something I recently talked about in the podcast, but it's still a favorite. It's my Foreo Luna Mini, like, face washer thing. I traveled with it because it's small enough to do so. I love how my skin feels after I use it. It's just made out of silicone, so there's literally, it's so sanitary. You can have it for life. I just basically wash my face morning and night with it. It's a great gift idea, truly. Like, my aunt got it for me. It's so cute. I have mine in pink. I just put my face wash on it, and it massages your face, too. So, Skinny Confidential talks about how she uses it for lymphatic drainage. So it like,
she does?
Yeah. Like
do
at
I need
night,
this?
Yeah, you do.
Is it $100? Is it, like, around $100? That's, like, my Secret Santa, like, gift price for, like, my aunts and uncles I might ask for.
Oh, do it.
Okay.
It's, like, the perfect. It's just so fun, and it massages your face, and it doesn't massage it. It's not like, oh, that feels good, but it just, like... It's good. I got a facial, like, a couple weeks ago, and the lady was like, you need this. I'm like, I have it. I just haven't used it yet. And then I just started using it, and I love it.
That sounds good. I used to use a Clarisonic, but I feel like that's totally different.
No, Clarisonics, they break you out before you, like, use it. Like, before you...
You have to, like, get used to it.
Yeah, and okay. I don't use them that enough that I kept breaking out.
Gotcha.
Because I wasn't
so
using them
So it's not
it
worth
enough.
It, yeah.
Yeah, so the Foreo doesn't do that, so we love that. I mean, I am breaking out right now, but...
I was going to say your skin looks great.
Oh, thanks. I just have a couple little
What
guys.
Foundation do you have on today?
It's Cosmetic CC cream.
It looks really good.
Thank you. Yeah. I really think it's that Hourglass Dim Light. I'm like,
oh,
loving.
Yeah, it's fantastic.
And I've just been really packing on the serums. I'm really into that right now.
Wow.
Yeah, so.
Okay, another lip favorite. Wow, I just have three.
Brooke is just
These are like my
lippy.
Three, like stand out. I'm a pretty big, like,
oh,
lip.
Oh, this one I can actually retweet for
yeah,
sure.
Yeah, it's the Fenty Beauty Lip Gloss. It's like Rihanna's Makeup Blend lip gloss. Amazing. Like, let me just tell you, I don't wear like lipstick. I'm not really a lipstick gal. I feel like I don't feel like myself when I'm wearing lipstick, but I like to put on something.
I don't feel like myself.
I don't like I look in the mirror, I'm like, something's off.
Who is she?
Yeah, yeah. No, I feel like I'm like a twisted version of myself when I wear lipstick.
Oh my god.
Not to be dramatic. So I do the Fenty lip gloss, and I have the one that's like they made a new one that's like clear, but I have the pink one.
They have a clear one now?
I did see that because I went to, like, buy restock.
I have the
but
pink one. I love it.
Yeah. It's just amazing. It makes your lips look so beautiful. Beautiful. And your teeth look white. I find that, like, when I take pictures with it on, like, it just it stands out.
It looks really good. And I love how big, like, the doe foot applicator is.
Same.
It's so satisfying to put on my lips. I need to find that. I, like, want that on my lips right now.
See, this is my problem with it, is that I, like, put it in my purses when I, like, go out or, like, when I'm running out the door. And then where do they go? Because but the problem is whenever you take it out, like, I'll take it out, like, in the Uber or something. My friend's like, can I have some? And I freaking hate sharing stuff, but I feel weird being, like, actually, no. Like, I, like,
you literally can't. Like, I'm just gonna put it back in my purse.
Yeah,
now.
Like, actually, no, you can't use it. It's a popular product among the friends, which sounds disgusting, actually, but you know how it is.
Yeah. No, and I'm like, which purse is in it? I lose lip products like it's my job.
Same. Ugh. That's why I can't even be consistent with it, but those three are, like, favorites that I have to have, like, on restock. You know?
Yeah, for on restock. Give it to me, baby.
Amazon Prime, that ish.
Yeah. For real. My next favorite is the Dr. Brandt Pores No More Primer. I talk about this so much. I love it. It smells good, and when I put it on my skin, it gives this blurring effect, and I don't know. I just, there's nothing else much to say about it. It's a little bit expensive, but I just love it. I love it.
you hit all the points right there.
Yeah, I just love it, and it's just a good primer. It's the only primer, or one of the few primers I've used that I actually, I'm like, oh, I noticed a difference.
Wow, so, I haven't tried that.
That and the Too Faced Hangover RX, I liked that
Do
primer
too. Do you use
too.
The primer or the spray?
I used to have both.
Okay.
I don't use either anymore.
I don't use primers anymore. Maybe I need to get back into that.
I just like this one. I just like how it feels.
I just prime with moisturizer now, but I don't know. Maybe that's, like, incorrect.
No, I put moisturizer on before, yeah.
Yeah. I never, like, put on makeup, though, and need it, like, all 12 hours. Like, if I'm going out during the day, I would, like, come home and, like, do my makeup again for night. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah. I love taking my makeup off for a little bit.
Same. So, like, but when I, like, I'm going out at night for, like, a dinner or something, like, I would put on my makeup at, like, 7 o'clock. You know what I mean? So, I don't need it to be, like, maximum lasting.
Oh, when
it's,
I...
like, I'm
no,
coming back home.
I don't mean that. For me, like, primer, I just want it to make it a good... for a good foundation application.
Oh, that's cool. Okay. And no, that makes sense.
Yeah, It's hard to tell if your foundation's actually lasting because I always apply powder. I don't know.
I have makeup stuff coming up, but first we have the Brazilian Bum Bum Cream.
Bum Bum.
Bum Bum. Have you ever tried it?
Yeah, I have it.
Oh.
It smells really good.
Thoughts?
I just, like, don't use it often for some reason, but I definitely have it.
Yeah, I'm running really low right now, so I'm conserving it, like, crazy.
I just noticed you're really good about, this sounds so weird, but, like, fast food.
You don't know about fast food. If you know, you know.
You're really good about, like, putting things on your body. Like, self-tan. I just don't, like, take... it takes so long to rub things all over your body.
Yeah.
Like, I'm so bad at doing lotion on my body. Mm-hmm. Like, I'll do, like, leg lotion, but sorry. I just noticed that about you.
It's a good... Especially, like, I noticed that this self-tanner helps my... This lotion makes my self-tanner last longer. Legitimately, though. Like, I notice a difference. When I, like, am you... So, say I put on self-tanner on, like, a Monday, then I'm doing, like, the lotion Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. Like, it just locks it in. But other than that, thick lotion, but doesn't feel thick on your body. Like, and it doesn't feel greasy, and it doesn't... You know when you put on lotion, then you, like, touch things, and they, like, stick to your hands? It's not like that. It is not...
It's kind of like a tacky lotion.
I don't want to, like, claim things, but, like, I feel like... like, I do use it, like, it's made for, like, your butt.
I put it on my butt.
I put it on my butt, too.
I'm, like, wearing a bathing
and
suit.
I, like high-key feel like it works. But, like, I don't know. I've been using it for a pretty long time now, though, so maybe it's a...
It just, like, firms it or something.
Yeah.
It's,
no,
like, firming.
It, like, feels better, though, because then, like, I'll, like, brush my hand against, like, my leg, like, later in the day.
Hello.
Yeah, who dat?
Like, who dat? Who's that booty? Who's that bum bum?
Oh, my gosh, that's funny.
I really like the Tarte Shape Tape Concealer. These are all things I've been talking about a lot lately. I just...
I'm a fan of Tarte Shape Tape.
I love it. But I didn't know this because I couldn't find out when I was in Sephora the other day. It's only available at Ulta and, like, on Amazon.
Do they not sell Tarte?
It's exclusive to Ulta.
But they sell Tarte at Sephora, though, no?
Yeah, they do, but the Shape Tape Concealer. Don't know why, but
that's
I love
bizarre.
It. I've actually been using
it. No, they sell it on QVC.
Okay, well, just
no,
maybe
but
it's not Sephora.
Maybe they do. I don't
know.
Well,
Cali told me it's just not at Sephora. It's definitely only at Ulta. But maybe, like, it's exclusive retailers Ulta, but, like, that's weird.
I feel like they do sell it on QVC because I think my mom got... I got 30% off this summer.
Okay,
so,
well,
like,
it's definitely
mom,
not
like,
at Sephora.
It
was just not online. It was not... So maybe it's just the newest Sephora thing. I don't really know.
Yeah,
but I'll have it linked for you guys. But
interesting.
I was using it to cover blemishes, but now I, like, ran out of my Maybelline Instant Age Rewind Concealer, which is another one of my favorites. So I've been using the Shape Tape under my eyes, and I like it. It's just another big doe foot applicator.
Same. And you need so little. Like,
yeah,
you don't really need
very
much.
Very potent.
Yeah.
Concentrated.
Very concentrated.
V concentrated.
V. And my next favorite actually goes along with that. It's what I use to put on the Tarte Shape Tape. And it's just a beauty blender. You can't get any better than that. I use the Real Technique sponge too. I don't really see a huge difference. But yeah. Right now I'm using my beauty blender I got in my FabFitFun just because I have it still. I need to get the beauty blender cleaner.
Beauty blender just came out with a foundation. I was really shook.
That was like the one that they, was very controversial, I think. Right? Because they were like, we had a huge shade range, but like they had like no darker shades. It was like, you gotta be.
Well, I don't really care for a beauty blender foundation.
No,
like,
I mean,
what is it purposely for the beauty?
Like, yeah, no, it's a tool. Like, you don't need makeup. Like,
that's
don't
even, like,
yeah.
I'm trying to think of like a comparison.
That's like Tweezerman coming out with like the lipstick. Tweezer brand. Yeah, it's weird. It's just unnecessary. Like,
it's just not necessary.
Yes, agree.
Couldn't agree more.
So it doesn't. To me, it doesn't. Do you notice the difference between the sponges? Because I like legitimately don't.
I use the Eco Tools one. That's my favorite. Oh. The Eco Tools one with like this like flat side. But I've used the Real Techniques. It's just the same.
I've gotten my mom the big one. It's like a big one, and you can like put it on your body. My mom uses the tiny ones on her eyes. She's like a huge like sponge gal.
That's so cute. I bought the tiny ones, but they would like I'd lose my makeup bag.
I don't see the point. But I do think that they put on your makeup. Like if you're, I used to be a brush gal. Made the transition and it was life-changing, truly. Yeah.
I go through phases. Like, I'll, like, do, like, a stippling brush and then I'll switch back to my beauty blender. I'm, like, weird like that.
I just feel like the sponge always makes it look more airbrushed and, like, natural.
Yeah, I'm a sponge gal these days, for sure. This year. Yeah. My next favorite, I just need to clear things up. In my vlog, when I say, so you guys know I have these white slip-ons that I literally wear every day. Like, when I went over Thanksgiving break, I packed those and a pair of heels. Like, that was it. Or boots. Because I just wear them every day. They're just great. People think I'm saying white Vans slip-ons. And that's my fault. And I feel so bad.
Did you say that?
Because I always say white Vince. The brand is Vince. And people are like, I keep searching white Vans and I don't see any platform slip-ons. And I'm like, oh my god, I feel so bad. So, my favorite slip-ons I wear every day. They are so darn comfortable. I've bought 3 pairs of the white pair by now. I just bought my third on Black Friday. And then I literally posted about it on Instagram. And 10 minutes later, it was sold out. And I can't help but think it had to do with me.
I'm sure it
did,
I had
so many swipe-ups and everyone's like, Danielle, it's out of stock. Because I bought it right before I promoted it.
You can track your links too. You know that, right?
Yeah.
You gotta track your links. See if you sold it out. That's so exciting. Yeah.
Oh, I actually need to go. Then I'll really know if I actually sold it out. But I love them. They're white Vince slip-ons. I'm going to find a website where I think they're sold on Amazon. But on Shopbop, they got sold out right after I bought them.
Yeah.
But they're a little bit expensive. It's the Warren slip-on. I have them in black, white, and gray. But my gray ones are just dirty. But the white ones are like this leather, so I wipe them off and I wear them every day. Because I just love a little height, you know. So that's my biggest favorite ever.
We love some height.
Yes.
All right, now we're going to hop right in, for me, to skincare. I jumped all around with this list.
Mine's not organized by category.
We were just saying that, like, we should have done, like, 2 skincare, 2. Yeah. But at the same time, like, this is just things you need that we love. I feel like that's
just our life favorites.
Yeah, life favorites. The Drunk Elephant. I just did a skincare video on my YouTube channel where I outline, like, all of my favorite Drunk Elephant products. But this is a shout-out to 2 of them. The Drunk Elephant Polypeptide Cream. It's just my everyday moisturizer. I go through it pretty quickly. I probably use a little bit too much, but it feels so good on my skin. And I sometimes will mix in a few self-tanning drops into it, which I do
Smart
love.
Gal?
Yeah, and it gives me the all-around look I need.
Oh, love
it's
that.
Just, like, I haven't found a moisturizer that I like that much probably ever, so.
I need to use that. I have it.
It's worth the cost, I would say.
It's worth the cost.
Yeah, and the package is so cool. You, like, literally just push
it's
down
so
on it.
It's so satisfying.
Oh, my God. Maybe that's why I use too much of it, because I'm like, pump, pump, pump. Like, yeah. Yeah. You
pump, pump, pump.
Go to Sephora and look at it, and you're going to be like, wow, this is modern technology.
No, it is really cool. And it's sanitary. We're all about this week's episode of sanitary safety.
Not really, though. Like,
oh, my God, side note, when Brooke was texting me about what news article to use for this week, she's like, it's either Ariana or the Romaine scare.
Okay, and I didn't even say this to anyone, but this is so bad. The same day that the Romaine scare came out, like, I got... My dad was on the Wi-Fi, so then I was eating, of course, naturally, because I just kept eating on the cruise. So I got, my brother and I split a pizza, and then I got a side Caesar salad. Hours later, I go on my phone, it's like, recall all romaine. And I was like, I literally just had a Caesar salad. And then I, like, told my parents, it's like, low-key worried, like, I don't feel well. And then they're like, dude, it's like,
I'm ill.
They're like, dude, it's all in your head. So,
no, yeah.
I'm okay now, but I think I was always okay.
I'm okay now.
I did eat romaine.
It was a big deal.
I went to Chipotle
twice over the week, and they didn't have
lettuce. They still don't have it, I don't think.
Oh, wow, yeah.
Well, I haven't gone there, but...
I was there on Black Friday.
What are they going to do? They're going to have to replace it with something.
No, they literally didn't. I just had a lettuce-less bowl.
Oh, so that's sad. Yeah. I don't like that.
Yeah, I know.
Okay.
My next favorite are gold rings. In particular, I like gold rings that don't turn green. I'm going to make a video about my favorite gold jewelry. It's been on my list. It just hasn't happened yet. Mejuri. I don't know.
Are you wearing these today?
Yeah. This one.
Oh, I think... Oh, it's on the middle finger. I'm flipping her off right now. That's what I'm asking for Christmas.
It's a good one. They're doing a sale today on Cyber Monday, but I'm sure they're fine. But this I've had on for months, and it just hasn't turned green, and it's not that expensive. It was like $50. So I'm just like, wow.
And it looks, like, very expensive.
I love it. I want another one. I want more. But I love gold rings. They just look so good on your finger. So, Mejuri gold rings are my favorite. All of their gold jewelry is great because it just doesn't turn green. Because for me, I'm looking for quality over cheapness.
No, definitely. Say over quantity. Because I always buy, like, ring sets. I do it to myself every year. Like, last year I bought one from Free People. I was like, this is the cutest ring set. It rusts within, like, 2 days.
It's so
sad. And I'm not going to, like, take off my rings every time I have to wash my hands. What an inconvenient life is that?
Very. I want to sleep with my rings. I want to wake up with my rings. All of it.
Yeah, that's what I've been doing.
Yeah, so Mejuri. I don't know.
Good one.
Yeah.
Next is my second Drunk Elephant skincare favorite, and it is the Glycolic Night Serum. And this is my, like, standout. Like, if you're going to
My favorite.
If you're going to do one thing from this brand, like, you have to. I seriously wake up the next morning and I'm, like, glowing. Like, do you feel that way?
And it, like, tingles a little bit. So yes! You know it's doing something.
They don't sell it in Canada because the AHA content is too high.
Oh, shoot! Watch out! So it's AHA!
So then you know that it's, like, actually strong. I don't know. I just really feel it deeply working. I can't even express to you, like, what it exactly does, if it's, like, anti-aging or, like, whatever, because I just wake up the next morning, I'm like, wow, I'm a glowing queen. Like, opinions.
Who's that glowing queen in the mirror?
Yeah.
I'm really bad about noticing things about products. It's all about the instant gratification for me. Like, I like how it feels when I put it on. I'm so bad about remembering, except for something I'm going to talk about later, like this one mask that I wake up in the morning, I like how I feel. Ooh. Actually, that's a lie. A lot of these things I notice a difference.
No, I know what you mean, though. Like, it's like you combine products, you're like, is it this, or is it, like, those tweets that it's like, am I, like, really anxious right now, or is it from the, like, the coffee I drank, or is it from, like, the lack of sleep? Like, yeah, though, it's like, so many you options. Can't tell, like, where your cause and effect is from, yeah.
Oh, yeah. My next favorite is something Brooke recently reminded me of. Fashion Nova jeans. Where have I been?
Yeah, so tell me about your experience. So, yes.
I don't know what video it was or what podcast episode, but it was like a couple weeks ago. We were talking about it, about our favorite jean brand. Someone asked us on Instagram, and you said Fashion Nova. And so then I just immediately that night went and bought 4 pairs.
Oh, did you?
And they are so freaking flattering.
I know.
Because Fashion Nova models are, I mean, not to an extent, is my body type. Like, the tinier waist, but then this, like, no, large it is your body. Ass. Sorry. I was going to say this large ass butt, but I could have just said large ass, but, like, I don't really know. Is that okay to say? Yeah,
no, I think it's fine. I mean, you're talking about, it's fine.
Butts, I'm talking about asses.
Yeah. So,
I have a similar body type, so I was like, oh my god, because I always have this problem where, like, I have a smaller waist, but then this, like, larger bottom, and that's Fashion Nova, and I completely forgot. And I never have been able to find a pair of boyfriend jeans that, like, look kind of boyfriendy on me, but I found this pair of Fashion Nova jeans. I literally texted Brooke, I was like, Brooke, I'm so happy.
Wait, I'm on the website right now because it's Cyber Monday, should I buy some?
Yeah, definitely.
Of the boyfriend ones?
Yeah.
And then what else did you get, the Classic High Skinny?
Classic High Skinny, they just make your bottom look so good, they fit, they're stretchy, I just forgot, so thank you, Brooke.
And I've seen, like, the Kardashians and stuff, like, endorse them. And you're like, is it true? But, like, you put them on and then it sucks you in all the right places.
It sucks you in. They're super high-waisted, like a large crotch. Like, I love it.
I love it, too.
I'm here for it.
It hits in the right place then because you could wear, like, a really skimpy, like, crop top and you don't feel, like, too revealing.
Oh,
because it, like,
I
hits
know.
In the right spot. Yeah.
It's so true. The one complaint I have is they're just too long on me. I don't like the look of rolling jeans unless it's during the day. At night, I don't want to have to roll my jeans. So I might just cut all of the bottoms and, like, fray them. I don't know. I just don't like rolling my jeans always. It doesn't always look good. It makes it casual, so I don't know. But yeah, I bought more on Black Friday. Like a black distressed pair.
They're just good basic jeans to have, and they're really not too expensive. I'm on here now. They're like $35.
They have good basics, too. I got some good bodysuits. I'm excited for them to come in the mail. I know. I really had myself a time.
A lot of YouTubers, like, used to work with them. I feel like they kind of fell off because, like, Cardi B has a collection with them and stuff now, so it's like they're, like, onto bigger and better things. But yeah.
Yeah, I used to work with them, too, but they always, like, asked me to, like, put Fashion Nova in the title, and I don't know. I was just like, I like
feel like
guys,
Fashion Nova, like when you say it, it's kind of like, oh, it's Fashion Nova, but then, like, when you try it for yourself, you're like, wow, this is actually, like,
I know,
really,
I hate
like,
the name. I wish it was, like, a boutique name or something.
Yeah, and it's just, I don't know, it just,
Yeah.
And you go on the website and you're like, this isn't premium. But then when you get in the mail, you're like, this is actually really good. Premium. Yeah. It doesn't look premium. You're going to go on the website and be like, what is this?
Yeah.
It kind of looks a little sketchy. Yeah, yeah. Okay, next product. Neutrogena Gentle Face Wash. This is a go-to. My dermatologist recommended it to me.
Is that the blue one?
Yes.
That's what my dermatologist recommended me.
Oh, my gosh, that's weird.
Because if you use stuff like salicylic acid,
yes,
it makes more acne. No. I've been behind that forever.
Or it just dries out your skin. Because, like, yeah. That's my problem when I use too much, like, heavy acne treatment. I get super dry skin. This just, like I say, it doesn't strip. It just cleanses.
Yeah. That's so funny. I used that for years. I need to use that again.
And I only use it one time a day. I, like, in the morning, I'll, like, splash water on my face. But at night, I cleanse.
Yeah. Good for you. Well, I'm about to talk about a cleanser, too. I love that one. I haven't used that in forever.
It's just cheap. It's, like, $5. And, like, my dermatologist said to use it. So, I'm like, okay, I'll use it. Yeah.
No, but seriously, it's all you really need. It's like, just, for a cleanser, at least.
Exactly. And then if you want to do, like, an acne treatment or something, like, use it as, like, either a spot treatment or, like, a serum or something. Like, same. I feel like do that on, like, no, it doesn't need to be in your cleanser.
It's better to do a concentrated salicylic on, like, a pimple.
Completely agree. Because it doesn't need to go all over your face. It's just bad overall. Yeah,
for sure. I've been loving the Glossier Jelly Cleanser. Some people say they don't think their skincare is good. I just love this cleanser. It's so satisfying to put on, and it smells kind of cool, and it's in this really cute bottle, and I just really like it. It just, you can apply it to dry skin and then wet it. It's just like, I really feel like it takes all my makeup off. It's like this, it's just really satisfying, and I just like how my skin feels when I put it on. I also just bought, with the Black Friday sale, the like solution thing, so updates to come on that, like the toner thing. Apparently it's amazing. I don't know.
Oh, I put that on my Christmas list.
Oh, okay. Yeah,
yeah, I heard it's good. And I also kind of want the spot treatment too, just to try it out.
I read reviews though. I heard it was really bad.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay,
so maybe,
I don't know. I just, I, oh,
it,
I,
looks cool though.
I just, this is not on my list, but I just got the Gen G, the new Gen G's, it's like their lip product. I love lip products. And oh, it's like a lipstick, but it's like more sheer.
They have a lipstick?
Yes.
Oh.
Off their website for a while because they were redoing the whole thing, like repackaging it. And it's like way more, I used to get them and they were like really like plasticky, kind of like cheap packaging. And now it's like very premium. It like when you close it, it makes the like snap noise. It's like magnetic and stuff. Yeah. And it's really good. I have the darker color, but it like shears out on your lips. Okay. It's just like, I don't like lipstick because I hate to like take out a mirror and like do the whole bit, but like this is like, you just swipe it on your lips, you get a little bit of color, it looks good.
Yeah, I'm into like colored lip balms.
Yes, me too. Sure. Like easy
lip crayons. If they're
the sugar lip balms are good. Have you ever tried those, like the sugar fresh ones?
Mine,
like,
would always so melt in the car. And then
same. Well, Florida,
it's a pattern. Well, Florida, yeah, but it was always that one product. Also, unpopular opinion, I've tried a few now and I just don't like the Glossier like lip balms.
Yeah, they don't really do much for me. They smell good.
They smell great, but
they smell good, and that's pretty much it.
Like, I wish I could just apply it from the thing, but you have to put it on your finger because it's not round.
Yes.
It's not moisturizing. And
it's kind of just like Vaseline to me.
Yeah, it's not. I don't get the hype.
Expensive Vaseline.
Yeah, so that's my opinion.
But I do like the brand overall. Like, everything is so aesthetic that I just want everything in my life to be Glossier, but, like, it can't be, you know?
No, yeah.
Oh, I am actually asking for the perfume, too, for Christmas. The Glossier You.
Oh, yeah. That's it's cool.
It is?
I just tried it at the store.
Oh.
I don't remember
what you went to the store.
Like.
Yeah, cool.
The store.
I need
really
to go.
Cool.
Maybe I'll go over when I'm home.
I've been to New York and LA now.
You're so cool.
Sorry, that was so annoying. Yeah, I those showrooms.
Okay. All right. My next favorite is another skincare. It's the Summer Fridays Mask. I used it today.
Ooh. That's actually my last one. So
oh, it
spoiler
is?
Spoiler alert. Yeah,
oh.
I didn't see yours.
Oh, shoot. Okay, I didn't try the new one, so they came out with the new one. Danielle's Snapchatting right now.
I'm Snapchatting a boy!
Just, like, making faces.
I don't know how to Snapchat
you. She
people
just took, like, three and, like, deleted them. Did you really? Or
yeah,
was that
I really did.
No. Okay, anyways. It's the Summer Fridays Mask, just the plain original blue one. It's super moisturizing. You could leave it on it's multi-purpose in the sense that you could leave it on for, like, 10 minutes and then wash it off, or you could use it as, like, a base for your makeup, or I put it on before I went on the plane the other day. Like, I used it for that
you
purpose.
You literally did the jet lag.
Yes.
Oh, my God.
Wait, is that what it's called? Is it called Summer
jet
Fridays
lag
Jet Lag Mask?
The Summer Fridays Jet Lag Mask.
Oh, that's what the blue one's called. Sorry. Okay, well, yeah, that's what it's called. So I put it on before I went on the plane, and the TSA agent complimented me that my skin was glowing.
Oh.
So that's when I knew that it really works. Yes.
That's
and then
you know.
And then as soon as I landed, I washed it off, went on with my day.
Yeah, that's, like, that's the one mask I was talking about earlier that, like, I put it on at night, I wake up, and my skin is soft.
Oh, yeah.
It's swapped. And when you need a good moisturizer, it's
I was
going to
say, when your skin's dry, wintertime, premium. Yeah.
Premium. And it's so cool to me that Mariana Hewitt came up with it. She's a blogger. I don't know if you even knew that.
Don't. I knew the two. Isn't it two bloggers?
That oh, maybe it's it? Her and another person. But
I did know that.
So on another face wash note, That's really weird. I just recently bought the. I was about to say Kate Spade. Kate Somerville Exfoliate. I've heard lots about it. And the last few times I've either gone a facial or I've been to the dermatologist, they're like, are you exfoliating? And I'm like, yeah, I'm exfoliating. And they're like, what are you using? I'm like, actually, I really don't think I'm exfoliating. So, but I'm like, I don't want to use this harsh exfoliator every day. So I recently discovered, actually, Morgan Yates talked about it. She said she loves it. The Kate Somerville Exfoliate Wash. And it's barely, like, I put it on and it's not that, like, beady. Like, it doesn't, like, hurt my skin. Like, it's quite nice, actually. And it's just like a daily cleanser. It says to use it in the morning and the night, so it's not, it's kind of gentle. But I really like it. And like, even this morning, I like used it and my skin was so soft after. And like, it really does help like preventing acne because you have all this dead skin. So I'm gonna start using it more. So I really like it. Exfoliate by Kate Somerville. It's a good time around here.
Use code Kate. Kate. The way that you just ended that sounds like it was about to happen.
I wish. Kate Somerville hit me. Oop.
I actually tried some of Kate Somerville's products at work this summer because they are on QVC too. Little plug.
Oh.
And they're really good. Mm. Big fan. I used them at the self-tanning towel.
Oh, cool.
Random enough. I try a bunch of different self-tanners though.
Love self-tanning.
Yeah, I do. Okay, next. We're getting into my makeup faves. This is one that I've been using. This was probably the first makeup product I ever got because my mom like allowed me to get it. So I started wearing makeup in like middle school. Started with like a little concealer and then like late middle school time, high school time, I started using the MAC Studio Fix powder because mm-hmm. my mom used it and she's like, I like it. Like, it's good. It's kind of heavy, but at the same time, it's just a powder. So, like, it's not that big of a deal. I still use this thing. I go away from it. I come back to it. It's, like, a go-to in my purse, like, whenever I need, like, a touch-up thing because it's full coverage, but at the same time, it doesn't look cakey, powdery. No,
it's like, it's matte for sure, but it's so nice.
That's what I would say. It's mattifying. Like,
very mattifying.
Yes. And I go through phases with it where I'm in, I'm out, and I'm definitely on an in phase right now. Like, I'm not wearing makeup now, but I wore it, like, today to class just because I was, like, lazy and I was like, I don't want to put on it. Did a little bit of concealer, this, and brows, went out the door. Like, it's that easy.
Boom. Done.
And
I bought it a couple times, but for some reason, it's like, I don't want to go to MAC. You know, it's like, you have to go to MAC. We don't have to. You can get it online.
You get it at Nordstrom. That's what I do sometimes. Oh, yeah.
Okay, yeah, true.
But I know going to the counter is, like, a whole ordeal, though, because they try to sell you on everything. Yeah.
Oh, it's so stressful.
They try to sell you on legitimately every product in the place, so just order it online.
Yeah, just do that for yourself.
I'm the shade, like, C3, I think, for reference. I don't know. I'm C3. Just, like, I have it, like, memorized, basically. It's a little tan.
Oh.
I do, like, a tanner shade of it.
I'm, like, NW20 or something, or NC.
That's, like, my self-tan shade, I guess I should say.
Oh, okay, yeah,
But I'm, like, self-tan, like, 99% of the time.
So. Yeah, so it's basically
your real shade. Yeah, it's basically my real shade, yeah.
It'd be like that sometimes.
You've been saying that a lot.
We've been saying that a lot. You know why I said it to you earlier? Because Callie said it. And so I texted it to you. I was like, that's cool. So I can't...
It's applicable to a lot of things.
It's applicable to a lot of things. Well, then I'll say my favorite powder right now is the Hourglass Dim Light Powder. I've talked about it a lot. Or no, it's the Ambient Lighting in Dim Light, I think. It's the Ambient Lighting Powder in Dim Light. I don't really know. Talked about it before. I really love how it makes my makeup look. Like, wow. Like, everyone's like, you've been glowing lately, and it really has to be because of that, because I've not been eating healthy, so it's definitely not because of that. I love it. It's not super shimmery at all, really. I literally put it all over my face. I know Brooke says it's a little disco ball-y, but I truly love it, so.
No, I do like it. I just naturally, I think that I might have oilier skin than you. That's what it is.
I just feel like my skin's oily right now.
No, it's really not, but, like, that's the, when I use highlighter, and I step outside of my house, all of a sudden I'm like, it looks like beads of sweat. Like, it doesn't look cute anymore. It looks cute for pictures, like, before I leave the house, and then it's, like, not anymore.
Yeah, that's
but
fair.
This, so I just don't use it everywhere. I just use it in specific areas. But it looks bomb. Love the thing.
Yeah, it's great.
I need to repurchase. Actually, I'm running low.
Yeah, no, it's definitely going to be one of those things when it's gone, I get another.
Yeah. And it's a little pricey, I think.
It is. But I really, really like it. I think it makes me... And I don't notice it right away. I notice it, like, 30 minutes later for some reason. It, like, sets in.
Yeah, I would agree. Especially if you got a little self-tan glow going on, like, it really intensifies it.
I think I'm just going to get a spray tan this weekend for New York, even though you'll only see me from the neck up, because I'll be bundled up. It, you know, it might just happen.
Yeah, it doesn't, if it makes you feel more confident, like, who cares?
Well, I really wouldn't, but, because, like, the trick of what I was saying, turtleneck with the dark foundation, who knows? But I have this, like, spray tan package with Palm Beach Tan and it expires by the end of the year and I'm not going to be here very much longer. So I either get it this week or next week.
Oh, I thought that you went to Crunch for spray tans for
some reason. I do, but I bought this like random pack at Palm Beach for a
Gotcha.
Who knows why.
Okay, cool. My next favorite is the Urban Decay All Nighter Setting Spray, which kind of goes against my last point that I said, like, you don't need your makeup to last all day, but this just, I don't know what I would do without it. Like, I truly believe that it sets my makeup in the best way possible and, like, legitimately locks it in. Maybe this is why I don't need a primer.
Is that the black one? Like, the black with the purple?
Yes, old school.
I need to buy it again.
I always do it. I do 3 pumps. I got everybody hooked on it now. Like, people stop in my room. They're like, hey, can, like, I use some of that makeup?
People really like using all your stuff.
Oh, yeah. No, I'm just...
You're the mecca.
Yeah, because I think that I just, like, have it all down, you know? Yeah, so it's, yeah. I have my routine, like, so set now that it's, like, yeah.
That's true.
Yeah. And I always have, like, whenever I go out, like, I always have powder and lip gloss in my purse so people know now. So they're like, oh, like, I'm sweaty. Can I use some powder? I'm like, yeah, like, I have it.
That's so funny.
Yeah. So big fan of this. It just locks it all in. Like I said, I never really need my makeup to stay for like 12 hours. I'm sure like when I get a real job, I will. But like to class, I don't really wear a lot of makeup, or if it fades off, I don't really care.
Yeah.
And then
in high school, it mattered a lot.
Right. Yes. You're
like,
right.
That was like, yeah. That's when I used the Estee Lauder Double Wear Foundation because it lasted all day.
Mm-hmm.
Like that, like that's, it's true. Yeah. Right now it doesn't matter. You go to class, you come back home and touch it up or take it all off if you want.
Mm-hmm.
My next favorite is completely random from everything else we've been talking about, but is kombucha. In general, I literally, my mom, like, when I was on the plane coming home, she was like, what, I'm going to the grocery store, like, what do you want? I just said, get me some kombucha. Synergy is my favorite brand. I really like gingerberry and Trilogy flavor. I don't know what it is, but when I drink kombucha, I literally feel it going in my system and just cleansing and just taking out all the toxins. Do you like it?
No, I don't.
You don't? Okay. No, a lot of people don't like the taste. I'm surprised I like it.
Yeah, I force myself to like it. I do not mind the watermelon one, which I feel like you're going to say you don't like the watermelon.
I will not.
Yeah.
I love watermelon, but I don't love watermelon flavored things. So. Yeah. But no, but anyways, like when I feel bloated, I drink kombucha and it de-bloats me. Like I actually, it's one of those things I look down, I'm like, oh, I'm de-bloated. Like,
really?
I feel like I've, like, let's say I eat like a really gross meal or I eat like a ton of crap. If I drink a kombucha that night, I feel better. Like, I feel like I just took
it all
out.
I think I need to force myself to like it.
I really think you just haven't tried it all yet.
Yeah.
Did you try mine? You tried mine, didn't you? Or no?
No, but I don't think I've tried yours.
Well, because you said you do your little apple cider vinegar. I saw it.
That's what I'm saying.
And it kind of has that taste.
I was going to say, then I might as well just suck it up and do the... Well, like, if I can do the apple cider vinegar.
Yeah, and what people said is, in order to get their apple cider vinegar intake, they put it in their kombucha. And I'm like, I should do that because you won't taste it.
Killing two with one, you'd really de-bloat.
Yeah. And, okay, on a side note, kombucha, some kombucha, like, you literally have to be 21 to buy. Like,
there's the
grape flavor, I had to have my mom buy it. I was so sad. But I swear to you, when I drink kombucha, and I thought I was crazy. I mentioned this to my friend. She's like, no, I agree. I, like, feel chill. Like, there's just a little bit of alcohol in there. But I swear I'm, like, chilling when I drink kombucha. Like, I am not kidding. Like, literally every time I'm, like, relaxed. Like, if I need to de-stress, I drink kombucha. Like, kombucha's just life.
Dang.
I know.
Yeah, I can't get on board with it. I just,
no, and that's water, okay. You know?
Hint water.
Hint water. I'm actually sipping on it right now. Pomegranate. Yeah. Actually, I just finished it. That's a lie. I need more. I'm thirsty. But yeah, kombucha, just as a whole. I don't really think I'll have it linked below. I don't suggest buying it online. So, yeah.
Just get it fresh at your local market.
Yeah, Trader Joe's, Kroger, they've got it all.
Okay, my next is, this is recent, okay, Air Force Ones, they're like Nike sneakers. This, if you would have told me this like a few months ago, this wouldn't be on my list, but what used to be on my list was those Adidas like white superstars.
Yes.
So I just always love like whatever the newest like sneaker trend is, I'm basic AF like that, I'm admitting it, yeah. I'll hop on that, you know what I mean? So in this season, but I people message me and they're like, you say you have big feet because I am like a size like 9.5. Do I feel like they make my feet look chunky? Not really. Like, I feel like it's still fine.
Well, that's what I'm going to say. I used to have the Adidas, what were they called? All-Stars?
Superstars.
Superstars. They always made my feet look fat. Like, I did not like them. But these, I just got a pair of Air Force Ones because of Brooke, and they're very slimming. They have this platform.
I feel like they look funky, too. Like, you wear them, and like, oh, I wore them on my
cruise.
And
people dress them.
Yeah, people are like, oh, your shoes are, like, cool. I was like...
Sick shoes, bro.
Yeah. No, but actually...
The face she just made was priceless. Like,
but actually, like, boys will comment on it and stuff. I'm like, really?
Nice Air Force One.
Yeah. Random. So, just a big fan of, like, a casual. I also, like, I was in my little super goth phase there over the summer. The platform suit. Like, I just always like to have a good white sneaker. But usually I just go for, like, the ones that, like, the Nike Air Force ones and the Adidas ones are, like, leathery so you can wipe them down.
So, you like lace-ups, I guess. Because I'm obsessed with my slip-ons.
Yeah. But you like I do like a lace-up. And I like the leathery material better than the cloth because the cloth gets dirty. You can never get it out.
Superga, see, that's why I didn't like the ones I got. They were so dirty.
Yeah, the leathery ones, I just go ahead and use a Clorox wipe and wipe them down. They look good. Like, I wore them on the beach one day. Don't ask me why. Like, I wore them legitimately on the beach. Wiped them down, and everyone was like, whoa, they look good as new. So, life hacks. Yeah.
There you go. Nice. My next favorite is another drink. I love my Nespresso. I just really got to promote it. It's the holiday season. It's the holiday season. And I know it's gift-giving time. The Nespresso, seriously, is life-changing. I have turned so many people onto it. People are like, thank you so much for showing me this. Like, I just, it's amazing. Like, I am amazed at the kind of lattes I can make. Like, literally, you make espresso. I put ice in it with a little soy milk and vanilla if I'm feeling it. It tastes like a Starbucks latte. Like, it truly does. Like, Nespressos are amazing. They're just, you feel like a barista at home. Saves you so much money from buying coffee every day. I literally bought a $5 coffee today. I hate myself for it.
I actually did the same, so.
So, it doesn't save you that much because I still go. But, seriously, amazing. Nespressos, Brooke has one all the way.
10 out of 10. I haven't been using mine as of late, though. I don't know why. I've just been, like, going out for coffee a lot, and I hate it because I spend all the money, but at the same time, it gets me out of my house and in a productive study zone. Well, so. Same. No, but, like, I really need to get going on it again. I'm, like, low on pods, so I'm, like, trying to, like, conserve, too, so that's part of my reason. I need a Keurig again. I'm gonna do it, I think.
You don't have one?
No.
Oh, gosh, I have both. No. I'm psycho. Oh, well, because sometimes I just want a cup of coffee.
They made a new one. Did you see it at Target?
Yeah, the
it
is Keurig so... Cafe or whatever.
No, wait. I just saw, like, a regular new Keurig. I'm gonna show you a picture of it. It is so cute.
Don't tell me that, because I just bought a new one, and I don't like it. So really? I'm really sad that I didn't buy this one. Because I bought a new one thinking it was better than my old one, but my old one was so much better. That's okay. It's fine. My old one, I bought a new one, by the way, because it broke. Not because I just needed a new one. Like, it just broke, and I couldn't fix it.
This is it. You're going to die. It is so cute. It's called the Keurig. I'm trying to get the
We'll just have this Keurig
K-Cup single serve, but it's just like, wow.
I saw that. Yeah. I'm sad.
It's just a baby one. It's only $69. I mean, like, that is definitely, like, expensive, but for the amount of coffee that I buy.
Yeah.
And this is in, like, a pretty mint color, just so we're clear. It kind of looks like, it's, like, as slim as, like, an Amazon Alexa, kind of. It's, like, freaking me out.
It looks like the Keurigs they have in, like, hotels.
But yeah. Yeah. Okay, next. Is my Lululemon Align leggings.
I need to get some.
Lululemon. Did I say that word? Lululemon Align.
You said Lululine.
Yeah, I'm losing my mind. Lululemon Align leggings. Love these. They just, I don't know how to describe them except that you don't feel naked because, like, obviously you feel like there's coverage there, but at the same time, like, no, but they don't fit, like, they're so different than a traditional legging.
Yeah.
And they go so high up, and they make you, like, they cut in the right spot. Like, I'm really self-conscious over my stomach, like I always will be. And these just, like, cut in the right place. And they suck you in, but they also don't suck you in to the point of, like, being uncomfortable.
Yeah.
Like, you still feel like you can move and work out in them. So, like, I wear them to class, I wear them to work out, I wear them for all purposes. The only thing I don't like is that they pill sometimes. But other than that, amazing. Get a pair in black. Yeah.
Maybe that's why. I get the Wonder Under, and I'm just, like, confused on what the difference is.
Oh, these? I'm not wearing them today, but they're, like...
I'm wearing Wonder Under right now.
Yeah, they're much thinner. Much thinner.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, like, almost like you can, like, see your underwear, like, very, like, vividly.
Okay. See, mine don't pill, because I get the, that, like, material.
The Luxtreme.
Luxtreme. Yeah. Love it. Can you get Luxtreme in a line?
I don't think so. They're really not made for cardio, but, like, I do my cardio in them.
I just hate when they pill. I just don't, I can't even buy it. But that's really cool. Good for you.
See, I hate them, but, like, that's fine.
I know, that was really mean of me.
You should try them. No, it's a, because I used to only do the Wonder Unders, and then one day, I was like, let's try the, like, I just was feeling all of them, and I was like, let's do it. Because they look not
I think
same.
I do have the Aligns, but, like, in the printed one, in, like, a printed.
Maybe. You might. I have a pair in maroon, too. I have a maroon pair, and then black cropped, and then black long.
Ooh, fancy.
Yeah, I'm cool.
You're really cool. My next favorite is the Fenty Beauty Foundation. I love that, and the IT Cosmetics CC Cream. I didn't put that on here, but the Fenty Beauty Foundation's just been my go-to night foundation. I have it in a few different shades, one for spray tan, one for not. It just stays on, it's mattifying, I like how it applies, it's a nice packaging.
I love that foundation. The only thing is that it kind of, like, changes color. Do you feel that way? Like, when you put it on your skin?
It oxidizes.
Yeah.
Like, it's, like, not orange on my beauty blender, and then it kind of gets a little orange.
But it may, like, every time I get compliments on my skin, I'm sure you do too.
Yeah.
It makes your skin look great. Almost too heavy for every day, though. Like, going out, great.
Yeah, but I do get cosmetics during the day.
Yeah.
CC cream.
Yeah. Because it's not heavy on, though. Like, when you feel your skin, you're like, it's breathable and stuff. But
yeah,
it, like,
you don't feel it.
It just, like, looks like more makeup.
Yeah. It, yeah, you can tell.
But big fan.
Yeah,
big fan. Big fan. Okay, this is... Everybody knows my Colgate Optic White Radiant toothpaste that I get everybody hooked on. And it goes with my next favorite because then people are like, but I gotta use it. I don't see results. Well, you know what? You have to wait because I have seen such extreme results from this. I do use it with the matching mouthwash. So maybe that's why you're not seeing results if you don't use it. I also do brush my teeth 3 times a day because I'm insane.
Oh, I didn't know that about you.
Uh-huh.
Good for you.
I like usually will do it like before... In the morning, I always do it when I wake up and when I go to bed. But then in the middle of the day, either after class
after
or like
coffee, man, need to do
yeah,
that.
Evening time. Oh, I usually wait to brush. I don't brush my teeth like second I wake up if I'm drinking coffee.
Yeah, same. I was gonna say I like wait because
then you get the weird taste. Yeah,
yeah. What's the
rush? Yeah.
What's the hubbub?
So definitely a big fan of the Optic White Radiant. Yeah, cool. All
right. Cool. Sorry, I just got a little email about our weekly podcast, like, results.
Oh, I love reading those.
Yeah, yeah. My next favorite is the, I think Brooks this has this too, it's the Day Designer Planner. I've got my new one right here for
I've
next
never
year.
Heard of it. I'm kidding.
I believed it too. What
the hell? Like, really?
Oh my god, it's our favorite planner. I tried other planners. It's just simply the best.
It is, and I do half electronic now, and I still love it, so I refuse to give
yeah.
it up.
The Day Designer, basically, if you guys don't know, it has a single day on each page, and it has a section where you put, like, times of things, like, if you have meetings, certain times, and then also the to-do list, which I love. I need both. It's amazing. And it has an inspirational quote on top. I've done the spiel so many times. I just love it. I love it. Is that one of your favorites?
Yeah, that's my last favorite. I have it listed, so we're just killing two words a month.
So. Yeah, and I did my last favorite with you, so...
Oh, so then we're perfect. We're lined up.
We're all aligned.
Lululemon aligned.
Aligned. I love it.
Okay, my next favorite is my... I am this girl. I use an electric toothbrush.
I do, too.
Oh, you do?
I have the Sonicare one.
Oh, that's what I recommend.
Yeah.
The Philips Sonicare. I get it from Costco.
I don't use it anymore, though.
We get it from Costco. Like, every few years, my parents upgrade me, and I get a new electric toothbrush.
No, it's so true. I got mine from Costco, too.
And I, like, bust this thing out whenever I travel to, like, I went, where did I go that I, like, started using and people were, like, really all, like,
you bring
in
it to, like, frat beach or something.
Yeah, and people were, like, what's that noise? Like, it's freaking Brooks electric toothbrush.
See, I don't travel with mine, though.
Oh, I do.
A lot of my friends do, actually, so.
I went on, like, a fraternity beach weekend, like, brought my electric toothbrush.
You needed that for yourself, though.
Me.
You needed that.
Yeah.
I use the Colgate one now, apparently. Like, I got it for my birthday because my dad said this one was better, so I don't know.
Oh, I don't know. Well, I put mine in whitening mode. It has, like, different modes, and I just usually brush in whitening mode.
Ooh.
And it's, like, a little bit different of, like, a vibration. I know that sounds
weird,
but...
I didn't have that one then. The one this was better than the one I had.
Oh, mine has modes. It's, like, cool.
Yeah, mine was not. It was the very simple Costco one.
And I need an electric toothbrush. I just feel like it goes, like, I notice a significant difference in my teeth from when I use one to when I don't, like, whiteness-wise.
Oh, yeah.
And when you use it in combination with the whitening toothpaste, that is what is going to change it. Like, wow. Get that Optic White Radiant toothpaste and then get this
toothbrush. Yeah, I've got it in my bathroom. The one thing, it doesn't taste as good. It's not as minty.
The toothpaste?
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean,
but it still, it does what
it
needs.
Yeah, but do you
want to
look better? I mean, come on.
No, I really do. Like, I need to buy another one. Yeah. It's like, now they sell it at more than just Target. I think they sell it at CVS now.
The toothpaste?
Yeah.
Yeah, they sell it at CVS. It's just more money. Target's the cheapest price.
Oh, I didn't know that. Well, because they didn't sell it at CVS here in Athens for a while.
It's the one that's, like, the premium one. It's in, like, a special case.
Yeah,
and
like, it's so
like, oh. I know. You feel like you're, like, buying, like, like, premium toothpaste.
I just
want to
brush my teeth.
Me too.
My teeth feel grimy.
Ew. Me too. They have, like, a layer of, like...
Yeah, like, the layer. It's not scrape it off.
We just ate raw cookie dough, too, so...
Yeah. Oh, yeah,
really
we took a raw cookie dough break.
I was eating it, like, kind of, like, wow, I was answering my question. You probably hear me chomping.
We're eating, like, the snowman cookie dough from Target.
We're on, like, hour, like, 5. I'm kidding. We're not, actually.
An hour and 24, but, yeah.
Wow, our longest yet. Cheers. Let's
Cheers.
Keep going.
Cheers.
Cheers.
My next favorite, I have to be selfish, it's the DC backpack. I actually just found out that... it's on sale right now for $39.99. That was the original price, and then they put it up for $59.99, which I just think is crazy. So they put it back down to $39.99. Brooke uses it.
I use it every day. I love
it. It's so sweet of you to wear.
No, it just makes sense as a backpack. It has water holders.
It has two, which is nice, because sometimes I just have two different things. Like, I put my umbrella in one and a water bottle in the other. It's got the laptop case. It's got a front compartment with organization.
It's padded on your back. It doesn't, like, hurt.
Yeah. I really like it. And I know some of you guys have had some issues with the strap breaking. Have you had that problem?
No.
I haven't either. And I've had this backpack longer than anyone.
No.
But some people have had problems. Actually, so I just want to say I'm sorry and we're working on it. Oh, I just want to say.
That was considerate. Yeah. Actually, on my key thing, because you know how in the inside of the bag you could put your keys in?
Yeah. Like it has the little do you do that?
I did it once, so I have like the key thing on my like key ring.
That's cute.
Because you could like clip your keys in easily.
Yeah, it's really nice.
I don't know why I did that. Maybe I went on a trip or something, because I definitely
want to be secure. I need to do that when I go on trips, because I'm always so scared that I'm going to lose my key fob on a trip.
Oh, it's terrifying. And then you're like, game over.
Yeah, I came back to my apartment after being gone for a week. I'm like, I hope I have my key. That's like terrifying.
I traveled with it. Yeah,
because you can't not travel with it. It's crazy.
Oh yeah.
But yeah, that's my favorite. I'll have a link in the description. Buy it now. It's great. It's black with
gold
zippers.
It's worth the price. Like I bought a Lululemon backpack this year for $90, and I don't use it. I use the.
And she was complaining about it, so I was like, "Yeah, let me get you a DC backpack." Because I gave her the gray one, but the gray one's not as good for school because it's a little bit smaller. I find
this is that's why I came out with perfect size. Yes.
Yay. And it says DC, she believed, because she did.
But it's super minimal, too, so it's, like, yeah, not it's even, like, very key. Flashy. Because I feel like, I personally don't buy YouTubers merch, because I'm like, I don't want to be too flashy. Neither. Like, I don't know. I support, I will watch all of the videos, but, like, I refuse to buy the merch.
Oh, for sure. I was walking around campus the other day, I saw someone wearing David Dobrik's merch.
Wow.
For, like, the second
time. The clickbait?
Or I guess it's not David Dobrik, it's Antisocial Social Club.
Oh, wait, that's one of the boys.
It's one of the boys, but that's the one I always see on people.
David Dobrik's, like, blowing up, though. Like, Kendall Jenner was in a vlog. Did you see that? Yeah.
No.
I didn't watch it, but I saw, like, her tweet about it, yeah.
That's huge.
I know, no, they're, like, next level. Yeah.
My God.
So good for them.
Wow, didn't know that.
Yeah. Okay. Your turn.
No, it's not.
Oh, it's not?
We're sorry. Backpack.
Oh, sorry, so sorry.
I'm sorry, that was me.
The Hydro Flask. Let me tell you about a water bottle that's going to change your life.
To give us a little spiel.
Wide mouth straw lid is the plug. I have the 32 ounce, but honestly, like, I could go up a size. Like, I drink a lot of water, and sometimes when
yours not the biggest size.
No, it's, like, very medium. They go up to, like, 64.
Oh.
But I thought 32 would be a good one, because, like, I drink it, like, 3 times probably a day. Like, I just figured, like, that would be, like, a good amount.
Yeah.
And it is, except that sometimes when I leave it, like, next to my bed overnight, like, I run out and I have to, like, go refill it. I don't know. Like, sometimes I, like, and it's just very inconvenient. Like, I kind of want one that's a little bit bigger. Yeah.
Ugh.
So I just have the gray color. I used to have the white one. The white one's cute. And then they have, like, all these bright ones. They're really cute. It's definitely a more expensive water bottle, but, like, it's worth the little more of the investment.
Yeah. I'm a swell girl, but I did ask for the Hydro Flask with the straw because there's times I just don't want to take the lid off. So I feel like the straw is kind
of
nice.
It doesn't fit in the containers at Orange Theory. Like, the side things, like, I have to put on the floor.
Oh, that's so annoying.
For the 32 ounce. So
on the treadmills?
Yeah.
And I've been starting to do the treadmills lately. Oh, man.
Yeah.
I bet it would fit on the bike.
I put it on the floor in the back. Actually, I took a class on the Sunday before Thanksgiving. There was only 4 people, and the guy was, like, feeding me my water. Like, he was, like, my coach. It was so funny.
Wait, was this in
Chris.
Over the summer?
Yeah.
Oh,
no, not
here.
Chris. What's his name? It wasn't Chris. Sorry.
JD?
No, it was, like,
Ryan?
No, it was, like, we're just giving shout-outs to
Patrick! Yeah! I haven't taken one of his classes. I've just seen him.
Oh, he's great. He was legit so funny. Like, making me, like,
hey, come to Orange Theory with me tomorrow night. 7 p.m.
I have my biggest test ever on Wednesday.
So don't. Don't you dare.
I will be there on Thursday.
I do have a test on Wednesday, too, but have to work out because it motivates me to... It'll be my workout break. It'll be my study break.
It is a good study break. I just legitimately don't have time this week.
Yeah.
But next week, catch me there every day.
Cool. Looking forward to it.
Yeah. Next.
Oh, my next favorite is the Becca Biolite palette. I'm absolutely obsessed with it, and now I'm finding out. So the main reason I love it is for the blush and for the powder on the right side of the palette. It's like the bronzing blur powder, and I went to Sephora the other day, and they don't sell it on its own. So, like, I literally have to use the palette to use this. It's like a bronzer, but it's not too dark. Like, you could put all over your face if you wanted. I love it because I just like the palette. It's just glowy.
I haven't used this.
The Becca Biolite palette. I love it. And it's really big, but I literally travel with it because I love it so much. Like, I'm probably going to have to purchase another one just because they don't sell the bronzing powder on its own. So, love it.
Dang. Going to have to hop on that, I guess.
Yeah.
I use the NARS Atomic Blonde palette when I need, like, glowy stuff, and I really like it. Big fan.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Next is this is more expensive, too. I got it for graduation of high school. And I still use it every day. Like, every time I travel, this is my go-to carry-on bag. And it's the Louis Vuitton Neverfull Tote.
Ugh,
do you have one?
No, I wanted to buy one, but they're, like, not existent. What? Have you not heard about this? They're discontinuing it. One of their most popular bags.
Oh my gosh, I feel so dumb for, like, mentioning it now.
No, well, I could be wrong. They might have them now. But I'm not ready to buy it now. But it's going discontinued. It might be gone already, actually.
Oh, no.
Like, I think if you search Louis Vuitton Neverfull Tote.
They never sell them online to begin with, though. Because I was, like, looking.
On LouisVuitton.com?
The Louis Vuitton website's terrible.
No, I'm, like, almost positive. Really? Because there was, like, a tweet.
Okay, well, anyways, this bag changed my life. It's the perfect size. It fits my laptop, everything. Whenever I go on, like, something that's more, like, businessy, I use it as my bag. I also use it as my carry-on for
it's
everything.
It's on Louis Vuitton. Oh, okay. Sorry, guys, but I heard it's happening soon.
Okay. I think I have the medium size because I don't know. It's either I have the smallest one
or the
medium.
I really want one. I'm surprised I don't have one.
Yeah, I have the red interior, too. It's fantastic. It's just, like, when you don't know what bag to do, you do this bag. Like,
wait, so do you have the MM? There's the PM, the MM, and the GM.
Oh, what's the difference?
You probably have the MM. Is that...
Yes. Yes, I do. Because it's like the... Yes, I definitely do.
Someone I know has the GM. They said it fits everything, but it's expensive.
Oh, no, it's not. It's not that big.
Yeah.
But I do have my monogram on it.
Really?
I got it, like, stamped on there, yeah. Okay.
Oh, sorry. I'm Snapchatting again.
Danielle's just really busy right now.
I'm so sorry.
It's okay.
Who am I? My next favorite is the... I don't know how to pronounce this. It's either the Babyliss or the Babyliss Pro Flat Iron. It is my favorite flat iron. I love it. I like how it's a little bit thicker because I just have a lot of hair, so it gets the job done faster. I've been able to flat iron my hair in, like, under 10 minutes now. And I don't know. It's because my hair is getting thinner. I don't really know. I'm getting older. I love it. It's blue. I turned my mom onto it. She loves it. My friend Caitlin uses it. It's just a great flat iron, and I just felt like I had to include it in this list, so...
I need to get on that. I use the Drybar straightener, and it's okay.
Yeah, I love Drybar, but I'm just not attracted to that one. Does it work?
Yeah, it heats up in, like, 2 seconds, and it does the job. It's just, like...
I like how mine's bigger.
I feel like yours straightens in, like, half the time that mine does.
Maybe.
Yeah. I got mine, like, super on sale this summer at work at, like, sales, so, like, I didn't pay a lot for it, so I don't really feel too bad about it.
But do you find that certain days your hair straightens better?
I completely find this.
Okay,
yes.
Cool. Because sometimes I'm like your hair's still a little wet, or it's just frizzier that day.
Yeah.
Some days it, like, perfectly straightens, and you're like, oh, it's gonna be a good straightened day.
It's been a long time since mine has really done good straighten. I don't know why. My hair's, like, really curly these days, so it's, like, it's hard to, like, get it right.
I know. I like my hair blown out lately, but that's just not a lifestyle. I was talking to my friends. I was like, if I could pay for one thing that's, like, really extra, I used to say masseuse, but I would say someone to blow dry my hair every morning, or, like, do my hair whenever I need.
I got a massage on my cruise, and it was really good. Ugh. I didn't even mention that yet.
I went to that spa. It's nice.
The Hot Stone. Yeah, it was the Hot Stone.
A little Hot Stone massage.
Yeah, it was definitely worth it. And I finally went in a steam room.
Oh, I love steam rooms. I like them better than saunas.
Same. But I still do want to go to the
sauna. Did you ever go to that sauna down the road? No.
No. But it's on my list. I moved it to my cow this week, so hopefully someone can accommodate.
Yeah, for sure, for sure.
Okay. Next is the AirPods. Boom, done. Christmas gift of the year. Danielle and I were talking about it.
We are buying it for everyone we know.
Not
everyone. That's a lot of money.
Everyone.
Well, I'm buying it for a few people in my life because that's all they want. And I'm like, well, shoot.
Me too. I'm buying it for one, I think. One special person, and it's not a boyfriend, so you can guess.
Like, oh, yeah. Me, you're getting me more AirPods.
Yeah, of course.
No, AirPods are the jam. Brooke got me onto them.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Because I used them in the city, I guess, like, last summer when I had my little internship gig, and I would, like, bop, and I really like them, and then I just got hooked. Everybody needs a pair, and I think that they're a little less expensive this Christmas than they have been in the past because they're, like, more mainstream now. Like, they're manufacturing them. Because they used to be sold out everywhere, and now you can find them everywhere. So, love that. AirPods, Apple, support.
No, seriously, like, they literally improve your life quality.
Yeah. I will say, I've never had this problem of them slipping out. Like, people are like, don't they fall out? And no, they don't fall out when you're working out, except that I was sweating so much on my cruise working out because it was so hot in the room. Like, all of the sun was beaming in, and that, like, they did fall out but that was, like, from the sweat.
Oh my God.
Like, I was
imagining, like, drops coming out
of your... It was disgusting, but that was, like, the one time I've ever had a problem.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's crazy, man.
I just work out really hard, man.
It's going too hard. My dad actually the other day asked to try on my AirPods to see if they fall out. I'm like, they really don't. Only if I'm, like, taking off my jacket or I'm, like, you know.
Yeah.
My next favorite is the Sebastian Dark Hair Serum. My hair salon at home uses this, like, after they're done blow drying my hair. She, like, puts a little serum. It smells so freaking good, and it really helps with all the flyaways. I actually use it as, like, a heat protectant. That's the word I'm looking for. Like, I layer my hair, and I put a little bit in. You have to be careful. You don't want to use too much. It's, like, this really random product, but it's a little bit expensive, but it's so nice, and I just love how my hair smells when I put it on, so...
Cool. I need to try that out.
Yeah. I know. I need to try out your list. I need to try out mine.
Let's just swap product. We should do a video, like, swapping lives for a day. I feel like that should be so funny.
I would love that. Waking up in your house with all your roommates. Wait. And then you living alone. We should do this. Callie could film it.
It would actually be really cool.
Or we could do it vlog style, I guess. I don't know. We'll
college switch up vlog day of my life.
Freshman or sophomore becomes senior. Yeah. Senior becomes sophomore, and you like go out with my friend. Could you imagine? All of our friends would be like, "What do we actually have?"
They would be like, "I'm confused.
I don't know how to treat you." Like, oh my god, too funny.
My next favorite is a pen, and this is so random, but I searched high and low for my favorite pen for years.
High and low.
I'm still searching for the perfect notebook. I need, like, a good journal. Like, yeah. I like Claudia Slewski's journal, but I need a better one. Like, it's good.
It doesn't... I like... Yeah, I know what you mean.
It doesn't meet the standard that I need, though.
No. You need a good one.
I think... I'm asking for, like, a Moleskine, and I've done Moleskine before, but maybe I've changed, and maybe I'll like it now for Christmas, so we'll see. I want, like a nice journal that I can, like, oh my god, I just, like, I vision it, and oh my god, it doesn't exist. She just exist. Got, like,
turned on talking about this Moleskine.
Okay, well, I really like the Pilot G2 pens. They just write beautifully, and I don't know, they're just called Pilot G2, and they're just the black ones. I don't really care for colored pens or anything. I don't really need it. Like, a black pen is fine, and it's just, like, the perfect ink that when you touch the page, it, like,
flows. Love it. Is that a ballpoint?
Yes, but it's, like, and it's inky. It's inky enough that it's, like, but it's not gonna... I really hate myself. I'm just imagining the
squid from Finding Nemo. You made me ink.
Ew. I feel that.
It's inky enough.
Okay, but it flows beautifully, and it doesn't bleed through the page, so big fan. Last one, best one.
My last favorite is this ice roller. I got it on Amazon, link below. It's just like a jade roller, but basically... It's bigger, it's just got this metal roller thing, and I pop it in my freezer every morning. I wake myself up with it, I just use it, and I just roll my face. It de-puffs, it's so cold, but it feels so good. I actually just recently got this, like, mask freezer mat, but I haven't tried it out, so I don't want to say it's a favorite yet. But this is great, it's not too expensive, and you just keep it in your fridge. It's like using a cold spoon, but, like, it rolls, so, like, you really just get all the crevices. So, that's my last favorite, highly recommend.
Need to try that.
Yeah, you need to. You just need to try everything.
I've been using my rose gold roller, but it's a little broken. I need to, like, super glue it back into place.
Oh, or just buy a new one. They're, like, $12. Yeah. Super glue who? People probably make fun of me so hard for that. I'm not much of a DIYer, that's why. But...
I know, we said, just buy you. It's worth the extra.
End of the day, you have to go buy the super glue. Maybe you have some. Okay, anyways.
Now we're going to go ahead and hop into a little Insta Q&A.
Oh, was that your last favorite?
Well, then we, like, switch, because, like, day designer, which you already talked about, and you have Summer Friends.
Yeah, okay.
Question time.
Q&A, baby.
Okay, let's see. Okay, this girl says, well, I'll just say the name. Sarah Garcia says, tips on saving money. A lot of people ask about money and money things. And obviously we're not the best.
I'm, like, smirking. Well, actually, this is, like, I don't know if it's saving money, but one thing I don't know. One thing related to money that I have a tip. So, we use Venmo a lot. I'm sure you guys do, too. So, when people Venmo me, I mean, now I can do this, but maybe some people literally just want to transfer it to their bank account. I keep my Venmo money in my bank, in my Venmo account, so that it adds up. And when I Venmo someone, it's from that account. So, it's kind of just like this fake money, and you don't really feel like you're taking out of your bank account. So, I highly suggest it. That's my first tip that came to mind.
That's a good one. I use the Acorns app to invest my money.
Okay. You know,
I don't invest that much. I only do, like, I do very minuscule fixed amount a month, and then I do roundups. So every time I spend, like, 50 cents, it would round up, and then the other 50 cents it would invest.
Oh, you told me about that.
I really like it. It's just something good. I would say, like, get some sort of app or some sort of system down, at least something to save some of your money when you're young, because, like, it multiplies so much faster. Yeah. And I know even if you're not making that much money, like, an app or something could be really helpful.
Yeah, I have it set up where every time I get paid, like, 25% goes to my savings. And I just put a lot in my savings anyways.
Yeah.
So
that's good.
That's a good way to do it. It's so funny. I'm always like, oh, savings. What am I saving for? But it's just...
it's good to have it for, like, what are you, you know?
Yeah, like, if when YouTube dies one day, it's like, oh, no.
Yeah, seriously.
Or if I don't ever get a job, you never know.
Oh, this is a cool question. Oh, my gosh. Oh, my God. Mania Carey. I hope I'm saying that right. If you could, would you want an older sibling?
Yes. I want an older brother so bad, but it's too late.
No, because we're both the oldest. I think that's cool. Yeah. I actually don't. I love being the oldest. Yeah.
I like being the oldest, but I wouldn't mind having an older brother. I used to want a sister, but I think it's best I don't have a sister. I think we'd fight all the time.
If anything, I would want another, like, younger sister, but I'm honestly so...
A younger sister, yeah, sure.
So content with my family structure in that sense. I wish I had more, like, cousins my own age, I think. That's what I kind of wish I had, because...
Bigger family.
Yeah, I have, like, cousins that are, like, my brother's age, and then I have some that are, like, older, and there's none really, like, my age. I kind of wish I had that, if anything.
Yeah, same. I wouldn't mind having, like, an older brother that, like, I don't know.
No, I feel like that's always, like, an ideal family structure, yeah. Because ours are actually, like...
Ours are, like, the same.
No, it is the same, and it's kind of, like... different, because I feel like it usually is that the boy's older. Like, random.
Yeah,
that is sure. Random.
Hmm. Brooke, Shay Myers asks, picked this question for you. What is your favorite junk food snack?
I saw that one too, and I scrolled past it. You suck.
Well, I have one. Mine are Cheez-Its. Cheez-Its are my guilty pleasure.
Oh, gosh. I would go further in if I'm going for, like, a junk food snack.
Okay, what's more, what are we doing? Like Twinkies
No. Oh, my God, no. I like them. I really like, well, chips and salsa isn't that unhealthy, but at the same time.
Yeah, no, that doesn't count.
But I, like, binge eat it, though. So, like, if I'm going to, like, binge eat it, like, it counts. So, okay. But other than that, I like potato chips and, like, a dip. Like a dip that you would make, like, you take, like, the powders and mix it in with, like, what is that, like, sour cream or something, and you dip, like, chips in it.
Yeah.
Oh, my God, it's so good. I like ranch dip or something. Yeah, sour cream and onion chips. Sour cream and onion dip.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, any kind of, like, dip situation, I'm all about it.
Okay, I hate to bring this up, but so many people are asking this question. I don't know why all of a sudden they're asking this. What will you do when Brooke leaves college?
We never addressed this question.
We literally haven't even addressed it ourselves because we don't know. But it's going to continue.
It will continue. We briefly discussed, I'll just give a hint, if I end up in New York... it would be slightly easier to continue.
Yeah, because I'm in New York a lot, and I'm potentially living in New York for a part of the summer. So if you're there, I think, you know, every time, if Brooke does end up in New York City, which she doesn't have to, but if she does end up there, I think every time I go up, which is every few months, we could definitely pre-record a lot. And you guys do like our solo episodes, so it'd be a lot of that.
We need to figure out how to, like, Skype and do it.
Yeah, because I did a podcast with Kenzie. It never ended up happening, but, like, we did record one, like, over online. But maybe, I don't know if it turned out good. That's why, I don't know. But, oh my God, I'm getting emotional thinking about it. But either
it's
way.
It's going to be very different, yeah.
It's going to be different, but, like, we really are going to try to make it
work. No, it's going to continue. We built this whole thing. It's not just going to be, like, goodbye. Like,
no, it's not.
What a waste.
Like,
Gals
on the Go is a movement. If anything, we wish we started it last year.
I know.
But we just, you know, it wasn't the time. Now's the time.
Now's the time.
So, but... it's going to keep happening. We love it. And if anything, you know, since Brooke will be somewhere else, she'll be able to have guests on, you know.
Yeah,
like she'll
and
be,
you likewise, though.
Yeah, same for me, you know. Got some people in Athens I can interview, huh?
We need to get, like, a football player on this.
I know. That'd be so fun. It'd be, like, so, I don't know, like, what up, dude? Like, tell us about football. Like, what position? But yeah, we've thought about it. We try not to talk about it to each other because it's, like, just a little heartbreaking.
And it's, like, very vague, though, because I don't have a plan yet. So, yeah. Like, I know that's, like, annoying, but, like, once I, like, finalize a plan, it will be easier for us to, like, plan then.
I don't know why. I'm just, like, not worried.
Me neither. I think we'll be fine.
Yeah, like, I feel really good about it. Like, we just love it so much. And we're such close friends that, like, we wouldn't just be traveling for Gals on the Go. Like, I just feel like, I don't know. I just feel like we're going to be fine.
Me too. That's why. Yeah.
Yeah.
So if anyone in New York has any podcast
studios
that'd be so cool this summer, because if you're here this summer.
No, I really am. I just have to decide. I am living in New York for a month.
Do you know what month?
So it's gonna be, it's either gonna be like June or like half of June, half of July.
Okay.
So, but like, would you be there yet?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, you'd be living.
No, I will probably be at home at that time. I do want to travel. I don't have those plans.
Yeah.
Solidified. I'm doing Birthright at some point. I think I'm doing Birthright, like, right after graduation.
I mean, again, we're just planning out loud. Yeah. But, like, I mean, honestly, if you do figure out a different... I mean, I could, like, plan it around you because it would help me make my decision on when to go. So, we could talk.
Oh.
Let's talk.
We still have to plan our trip because we do want to go to Europe.
Yeah. Oh, I want to talk to you about that after, actually. I think I saw a new trip we could do. I don't know. Yeah, we're definitely doing a Europe trip together. It's just happening.
And
it's
we're going to Paris new. With Clorox.
Oh, I just looked at Brooke and I was like, oh my god, really? Like, I didn't get that email.
No, we need to do, like, I don't even know what we could do. Like, Coachella with, like, what's, like, a hashtag? Like,
Coachella. It has to be another ski name. Coachella yeah. with Campbell's soup. Campbell's! I need a meme. Coachella with us holding Campbell's soup.
Please use a meme from us at Coachella and put Campbell's.
Please. A meme with us? You mean a picture with us at Coachella?
That'd be so funny.
I know.
Oh my god.
I know.
Like, and then, like, the other, like, hashtag could be, like alphabet soup or something. Like, I don't even know what else it could be. You yeah. know what I mean? Like cooking with Campbell's at Coachella. Like,
so cooking in VIP by the porta potties. Just use the porta potty water. You're gonna get, ew, why don't I just go that route? I love this question, Brooke. You're gonna love it. Dahlia Barton asks, what are your astrological signs and do you think it reflects accurately?
Love. Okay.
Here for it.
I'm an Aries. Huge Aries energy here. I'm born April 15th. And my moon sign and my rising sign are Leo. I just exposed myself. You know how, like, some people, like, I follow, like, a bunch of astrology Twitters, and they're like, so you're not supposed to, like, share your birth chart.
Really?
Because, like, you expose, like, your whole self. And, like, it could be either, like, good or
bad. Wait, what's
your
moon sign?
Leo.
That's, like, your true, like,
I know.
No filter, like,
damn. No, I am I identify with Leo a good bit. I'm two fire signs, roar.
Wow.
Don't text.
Don't text, roar.
You go.
I am a Virgo, and I'm also... my moon sign's Virgo, and my what's the other
rising?
One? Rising is Virgo. And something else is Virgo, so I'm quadruple Virgo.
I don't know what the other one is.
It's like one of the less relevant ones. So okay. Really, I'm triple Virgo.
Okay.
But there's more Virgo there, and there was like what? Like I'm really just a Virgo, but it's weird because like I am, and I'm in the sense of like I'm type A for sure. But there's some things with Virgo, like I don't know. Like it was like Virgos are very like I don't know. They say they're kind of more like standoffish and like. Shy, and I'm like, I just don't think I'm shy, really.
No, but you're, like, the planner, like, the type A.
Yeah,
like...
I guess it's certain, but, like, yeah. Like, every morning I read my horoscope, I'm like, feel that, you know? Like, yeah. So.
Yeah. I believe in it, and if you don't believe in it, then I don't really want to talk to you, so.
Yeah, no. It's a hard one, because everyone's like, Danielle, you're, like, Christian, but, like, you like astrology, and I'm like, I just consider those two totally different things, and this is gonna start into a debate, but, like, I just believe in both, and
I believe in
that's
it too.
Who I am.
I, like, got into an argument with someone about this.
It's just,
and it's like, at the end of the day, it's the stars.
Yeah.
Like, no, it is.
We've got
like,
it's the universe. It's
it legit.
The stars.
No, but it literally is like,
where,
I don't
where the stars were when you were born.
Yeah, and that's that. And you don't have to take it so deep. Like, people are like want stir up controversy. Like, don't take it so deep. You know what I mean?
Yeah. There's like, certain things that I read. I'm like, okay, that's a lot. But I mean, I relate with like I follow like Virgo stuff on Instagram, and like I feel it.
Yeah.
And it's comforting. Like when I'm just like in a weird mood, I'll like go and search Virgo things. Do you know what I mean? Like. Just so, like...
To see if they're struggling with
yeah,
it, too.
Yeah, also, I ended up taking the Enneagram test. I'm a 1.
Oh, I didn't take that.
What are you?
I don't know. I didn't do it.
You'll have to come
it.
Back next episode.
Oh, okay. I'm gonna write it down.
I'm a 1. I forget what that means. Let me just look that up really quick. Like, I know Katie Bilotti is a 7.
We love Katie's pod.
So, I'm type 1, which is the rational, idealistic type, principled... Purposeful, self-controlled, and perfectionist. Basically a Virgo. My basic fear is of being evil. My basic desire is to be good. And, yeah. I want to be right, to strive higher, and improve everything.
I have to take this test. This sounds cool.
Yeah, no. It asks, like, realistic questions, too.
That's cool.
So, but I feel like if I took it a different day, maybe I'd answer the questions differently. I don't know.
Yeah, those tests are very, like,
and it was
finicky,
one website,
yeah.
You know? So, yeah.
I also watch, so I, like, read my horoscope, but I really like watching horoscope videos. So I actually just watched my one for December last night. Random enough. That's weird that we're just
I watch those sometimes, yeah.
Sarah Verbra. She is legitimately my favorite. I just love her so much. She's the one... that I watched.
Try that one.
VRBA or something. I don't know. And you just type in like I type in like Sarah V Aries December or whatever, and then like comes up. And it's just, I don't know, like it's good background noise to like when you're like doing your makeup or whatever. Just listen. If you identify, you do, and if you don't, you don't.
Yeah, I don't know. It's just very comforting to me. Yeah. I don't know why. It's like hearing about yourself. Maybe it's like
exactly. And sometimes they say things that are like so far off. They'll be like, oh, you and your partner. It's like, okay, I don't have a partner, but I just don't have to listen to that.
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly. I just can ignore it.
Yeah. And just I'm single. It's fine.
I'm single and ready to... I really do feel single right now. It's very apparent. Like just like winter, it just does it for me. But not like a sad single. Even you texted me. You were like, don't you feel single right now? It's because people in Gals on the Go love talking about their boyfriends, which is awesome.
The Gals on the Go Facebook group is literally like, boyfriend gift ideas? Hey guys, me and my boyfriend have been together for 5 years. Here's a photo of us. Share photos of you and your boyyfriend you've been together with for 5 years.
And I love that. Like, but then Brooke and I are like, oh my God.
There's one, there was like a thread of like people who met on dating apps, which I love. Love to see it because I think it's awesome. But at the same time, I'm like, okay, I'm behind. Like, I gotta, like, not actually, though. It's just weird. I, like, talked about it with my parents this weekend. Like, they were like, oh, okay, like, no pressure. Like, just genuinely, like, realistically, like, when do you want to have kids? And I was like,
Yeah, I don't know. I really think that, like, dating apps are, like, a thing.
Oh, I'm definitely, I told my parents, like, I plan to use them. They're like, that's cool. Like, I don't think it's a problem.
Good, yeah.
I don't think it's weird anymore. I think there's a statistic that's, like, 50% of, I read it somewhere, I don't know where it's cited from, but like 50% of people or something in the near future will have met on dating apps, like couples.
It's because people are always on their phones in person, so we have to meet people through the phone so we get to meet them in person.
I don't think there's anything wrong with it.
No, not at all. Especially with ones like Raya and like stuff like that.
Yeah, I heard Hinge is really good.
Hinge is good. I actually made an account for a second, but like I just... In Tampa, like you have to be, like, in... Like, people in New York take it seriously.
Not at Long Island. On Long Island, I would, like,
okay,
see...
In the city.
Okay, because when I use Bumble Home, it's literally everyone I graduated with. I'm like, this is freaking weird.
No, same. Yeah. I was like, no.
And then it's weird because you know that they're seeing you, too. So you're like, okay, this is just odd.
No, yeah. I know. I was, like, with some of my guy friends, and they were, like, on Bumble. And I was like, oh, my God, am I going to pop up? Like, I was... I, like, had anxiety. I, like, got them, like, distracted. Oh, also, side note. This is so random. And you're going to be like, why are we talking about this? But... I saw this tip on, so Nick Vile from The Bachelor.
Yeah.
He was on one of my favorite podcasts. We met at Acme. And she was like, what's your number one tip on, like, talking to guys? And, like, what's your number one tip for talking to a guy that you're, like, attracted to for the first time? And he was like, talk to them. Might sound weird, but I, like, really
talk to them like a friend?
Like a brother. Like your brother. And now, so when I talk to guys, I'm just going to talk to them like it's my brother. Because when I'm with my brother, like, I'm whatever. I'm super cool. I'm not super cool, but, like, you know what
you're
I mean?
You're, like, your authentic self.
You're comfortable, and they're attracted to that, so, yeah. The friend's good, but brother makes it, I can picture it, which is really weird to say, but, yeah.
No, I like that, because I truly do believe, this is, oh my gosh, such another tangent, but I, like, do believe that I want the foundation of, like, my relationship to be friendship. Like, I don't want,
it's
like,
so
I,
important.
Like, I don't want to just go into it and be, like, only romantic. Like, mm-hmm. I, like, because I... value like a deeper level of like knowing someone so much.
Well,
because
I think you and I are both kind of like that. Like, yes. We don't really just do things for that reason. I feel like some people are drawn to that, but we're just not. I don't know.
Agree. Should we do one more?
Yeah, let's do. Yeah, I keep forgetting we have been recording for
2 hours,
almost 6 minutes until it's 2 hours. Like, if you guys are still here, just wow.
If you're still here, then please write in the Gals on the Go Facebook group, like, made it all the way or something. Yeah.
Say Campbell's and Coachella. Yeah. Or Coachella with Campbell or something. Yeah. I don't know.
Manifesting it.
Manifesting. Pet peeve. Oh. I always find pet peeves and then I forget them, and I think I started a list on my phone. Yes. I started a list on my phone because I was so mad I couldn't remember my pet peeves. I'll tell you right now. When people watch videos out loud on their phone when you're with people.
Oh, I hate that, yeah.
All my friends do it, and it just makes me mad. I'm like, I'm sitting right next to you. Just plug in headphones or don't watch it. Like, it's so loud. That's my number one. Being rude. I said being rude, then nice the next second, then making you feel bad for being upset.
Oh, I'll tell you my pet peeve. When people are rude to people who are, like, serving you. Like, like waiters, waitresses, people at Starbucks.
Agree.
Like, where...
Sorry, it's always happened.
No, you're good. Whenever I see people do that, I legitimately want to, like, throw them out. Like, I've never had it happen in, like, a date situation.
It shows,
like,
character, man.
Yeah. Wow.
I hate it. Like, it say thank you. Say please.
Yeah. It makes me think so much less of a person when they are, like, rude or, like, quick or sharp with someone. Yeah.
Wow. That's a good one.
Yeah.
Oh, and then I also had don't make fun of me or act like I'm doing something wrong when you do it as well.
Oh, that's...
Well, I just had a few instances last year, freshman year, when people, like, trashed on me for, like friends were like, why'd you do that? I'm like, you guys do this all the time, and I do it one time, and then you make fun of me? Like, just basically being a hypocrite. I mean, I'm a hypocrite.
Like, well, like, talking about boys are complaining or something, and then they're like...
Yeah, like, stop like talking about it. Like, they do that, too, yeah. I listen to your crap all the time. Yeah, I get that. It's an equal friendship here, but that's all. So, yeah. Wow. We finished the episode.
We did that.
We did a Thanksgiving ketchup roundup. We told 40 total products that we love.
We talked about my Macarena mishap.
We talked about Ariana Grande. A little hint water action. I'm sipping on my second bottle now.
Oh, well, I'm on my first, but it's great. You're
drinking pomegranate. I'm drinking blackberry.
I like how they have so many different varieties. Because, when we first started this brand, I was like, oh, like, they only have, like, seltzer waters. And, like, I don't really like seltzer water. So, like, this is great for me.
It's literally a hint of, it's just crazy. Here for it. So
I love a light, fruity taste.
A light, fruity taste, yeah.
Thank you guys. Hydrated girl.
I just can't believe we recorded that long.
Do you guys like it when it's this long?
Yeah, like, it's so hard to get a gauge because people can respond via Instagram, but, like, I wish we could get comments, because then it's direct. Yeah,
sometimes I read the iTunes reviews, though, and I get sad.
Yeah, the iTunes reviews are relevant to me.
They're so mean
sometimes. The rates are, we love the rates, but I some love of the comments ratings. Are so mean.
Some of them are so mean.
Yeah.
I know, like,
you and could we can delete like, them.
I know, it's, like, so, you could be a little bit nicer. So if you just, like, have any positive words, like, please just...
I haven't seen any bad ones about you.
Really?
Yeah. The one of me is, like, the one that is first. It's, like, Danielle's, like, a spoiled brat in college, and she's so maternal.
Meanwhile, it's, like, you live this lifestyle for yourself, though.
Yeah. Whatever. Okay. So, you listen to the podcast, that's what you get.
Yeah, this is what we talk about. This is our life.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
We're getting delusional again. Imagine if we had to do another one after this, we'd be, like, legit that was last delusion.
Week. Yeah. Yeah. I guess we have one more podcast to record next week together.
Yes, before break. And then we're going to do, I guess we can kind of announce it now to kind of start gauging ideas. We're going to each do a podcast with our mothers because they have so much.
Our mothers.
They have so much wisdom to share.
Yeah.
Spill the tea.
Yeah, that's just been kind of the plan. We were like, honestly, who can record with? Our moms. Because both of our moms have like personalities on our channels.
Oh, yeah. And they have like kind of like different stories, so it's not going to be like repetitive at all.
Our moms are so different.
V different.
Like, what is your mom's sign? My mom's a Pisces. She's such a Pisces, too.
Yeah.
If you know what Pisces
are. No, Maddie's a Pisces.
What's your mom?
Aquarius.
I don't know Aquarius signs that
way.
I need to learn
she's
more
kind
about
of like,
one.
She's kind of similar to a Virgo. Like, in a sense
would,
where it's, like, put together like that.
I would put her
as
a Virgo. But I don't know many Virgos. Like, I'll be like, that's a Virgo, and it's just never a Virgo.
I actually don't really either, now that you say that.
Not many people are. But so many people are born in September, so where?
That's like the most popular month of the year to be born, right?
Yeah, because all those New Year's babies, New Year's Eve
babies. Oh, shoot.
I know. It's cold, you know, January.
I got a bundle.
The ball just dropped. Oh,
oh my God, we're ending this podcast now. Thank you guys so much for listening. Be sure to...
I'm so sorry. I meant the one in New York City.
We're at the point of delusion, so thank you guys for listening. We'll
love
see you.
You guys so much.
We'll see you next week. Bye.
Imagine a world where animals and humans coexist in harmony, where wild animals thrive, habitats are protected, and marginalized communities are empowered. At International Animal Rescue, this is our vision. Our holistic, community-led projects not only rescue animals, but also protect and replenish precious habitats, creating a better future for us all. But we can't do this without you. Show your support now and help keep the wild, wild. Visit internationalanimalrescue.org.